Faunus and Lethe by Leonidas Lyon. Read by Juice817. Dean feels ridiculous as hell in this getup, but Sam didn't exactly give him much of a choice in the matter. "It's called undercover for a reason, Dean," he'd snapped, then grabbed Dean's chin and tilted his face up and nearly poked his damn eye out with the stupid pencil. Like it was Dean's fault that the River Lethe had a dress code. Dean didn't even get a chance to torment his brother back. Sam disappeared into the bathroom as soon as he was done messing with Dean and told him to get a head start. Better if they didn't walk in together. Which meant, of course, that Dean was supposed to charm any information about the recent evisceration spree he could out of the local goth population. It's easier to flirt when no one assumes you're already taken. Speaking of assumptions, Dean is getting seriously tired of the way that people keep assuming he and Sam are a couple. It wouldn't happen so much if Sam would just stop hovering, like Dean is going to spontaneously combust the minute his back is turned. Although it looks like Sam's finally letting go of his trickster-induced issues, Dean's been here for over an hour now and so far no Sammy in sight. It's annoying that he has to remind himself that this is a good thing. The current dead end that Dean is interviewing has the same dark hair and jet-black clothing as everyone else he's talked to tonight, but the metal studs through the bridge of the chick's nose are new. The costume Sam put together for him seems downright conservative in comparison. Not that it makes Dean any more comfortable flashing his practically bare chest at everyone. He doesn't have anything to be ashamed of, sure, but there's something about the way his nipples peek through the mesh of the shirt that strikes him as a little, well, slutty. Not that Dean necessarily minds slutty. It's just that, as a fashion statement, he prefers it on his women rather than himself. Not like he's ever needed to dress up to get himself laid. Dean finds his mind wandering as the girl talks, drifting idly south until he's wondering whether she's pierced anywhere else. She's actually pretty hot underneath all the metal and black lipstick. When he realizes that she's been gushing for 5 minutes about some band he's never heard of, Annette has such an awesome voice, doesn't she? He figures that this particular source is tapped out. He excuses himself by telling her that he sees his buddy over by the bar and almost bowls somebody over when he turns around. "Whoa," he says, shooting out an arm to catch what turns out to be a young guy wearing a trench coat and black pants with straps hanging off all over the place. The guy grabs Dean's arm back, teetering for a moment before he rights himself. "Thanks, man," he says, and then lifts his eyes to Dean's face and stares. Dean's been getting that reaction all night, and he's starting to get worried that his eyeliner—Christ, eyeliner—is screwed up. He didn't exactly remember he was wearing it on the drive over, and he thinks he may have rubbed at his eyes a few times. Then the guy's gaze drops to Dean's chest, flitting over the tattoo before dropping down to the grinning skull buckle latching his belt closed. And there's that other look he's been getting all night. Guys and girls alike staring at him like he's the goth version of Sex on a Stick. Dean would be flattered if he wasn't so embarrassed by the outfit. When this job is over, the whole getup, mesh shirt, leather pants, studded belt and all, is getting shoved into a convenient trash can and burned. Dean might even roast marshmallows. Right now he's got other things to think about, though. Like the look this guy, kid really, because he doesn't look more than 16 underneath all the makeup and the trench coat, is giving him. He's cute, sure, but, well, the term jailbait comes to mind, and Dean doesn't bat for the home team. None of that stops the kid from staring up at Dean like Dean's summer vacation and $100 worth of ice cream cones and a few months' worth of wet dreams all wrapped up into one shiny package, though. "Wow," the kid says. He clears his throat, visibly gathering himself together, and then offers, "I haven't seen you here before." "Yeah, I just moved here," Dean tells him. Then, because he's on a case and people are getting eviscerated, he smiles and takes the kid's hand. "Azrael Abyss." "Raven Nightshade," the kid answers without missing a beat. It figures that he's too young to have seen that particular SNL skit. Dean lets his hand linger, index finger tracing along Raven's wrist when he finally pulls back. It's a harmless flirtation, and he needs information. Besides, the kid looks like his night could use a little rush. Raven's eyes brighten at the touch, which Dean is expecting, and then he asks, "Can I buy you a drink?" Which Dean most definitely is not. His mouth quirks at the thought of what Sam would say if he answered yes. Oh, count the ways it would be illegal. After a brief pause, he hedges, "You got a fake ID or something?" Raven laughs. "I'm 21, man, of age and completely legal. Also clean, in case you're wondering." All of a sudden, Dean's the one who's filled with a hot rush of embarrassment because, awkward. "Do you blush like that all over?" Raven asks, smirking. He edges closer. Dean might have as many as 10 seconds left before Raven works up to trying to kiss him. His mind searches frantically for some way to defuse the situation because, legal or not, the kid still looks way too fucking young for him. Also, definitely not gay. Not even a little. Flirtation and pursuit of information is one thing. Full-on making out with another guy, one who probably doesn't even know anything useful, is another. As he opens his mouth to make some kind of bullshit excuse, Dean takes a step back and runs into a brick wall where there wasn't one before. On second thought, walls aren't warm, and they sure as hell don't have arms to wrap possessively around his stomach and chest. "He's with me," Sam rumbles. The words vibrate down Dean's spine. He takes a surprised breath and feels his mesh shirt catch and pull against his brother's. Feels Sam's skin underneath the mesh, burning like the midsummer asphalt. Not that he's thinking about Sam's skin. "Oh," Raven says, blinking. He looks frightened, which is sort of amusing. Like Sam and his dopey puppy eyes are anything to be frightened of. Dean watches his would-be seducer scurry off, trench coat flapping behind him like bat wings, and snorts. Twisting his head around, he says, "Way to run off a potential source, dumbass." He means to, anyway. The last few words stick in his throat as he finally catches sight of his brother. Dean knows objectively that Sam is taller than him, but he never actually understood what that meant until now. Sam is still pressed up behind him, one hand splayed across Dean's stomach and the other curled around his bicep, and he shows no signs of wanting to move. And looking up at his brother's face, Dean isn't at all certain of his ability to make Sam move. Sam's hair falls around his face and into his eyes, which are rimmed with the same black eyeliner that Sam used on Dean earlier tonight. It makes them look even darker than usual, emphasizes their slight fox-like slant. Sam isn't so much frowning as scowling, staring down at Dean the same way a starving man might look at a steak with all the trimmings. If the steak is busy offering itself to the fat guy sitting over in the corner booth, that is. Jesus, Sam is pissed. Dean locates his voice somewhere around his ankles and hauls it back up to croak, "Sam?" Sam's nostrils give that tiny little flare that means he's beyond rational thought, and Dean has time to think, "Oh shit," before Sam is moving, stepping around from Dean's back and tightening his grip on Dean's arm on his way past. Dean's too surprised by his brother's mood to do anything but stumble after him. Sam had his panties in a bunch about something or other when Dean left the motel room, but that's a far cry from the rage tightening his brother's body now. He tries to figure out what could have happened in the last hour to push Sam over the edge and comes up blank. Unless... maybe Sam decided to do a little last-minute research before heading out and found the stash of porn Dean downloaded onto the laptop? Man, if that's what this is about, then they're going to have a talk about blowing things out of proportion when they get back to the room. Dean assumes that his brother is taking them somewhere private, the better to list Dean's faults at the top of his lungs, but instead, Sam steers them toward the corner of the club's main room. There are a guy and a girl necking against the wall, using the shadows to their advantage, and Sam draws to a halt in front of them. Dean glances up at his brother's profile, Sam's jaw tight and twitching, and thinks uneasily that this might be one of those times he should be pulling the big brother card to keep Sam in line. "Move," Sam growls. The guy turns with an annoyed expression and then keeps looking up and up until he gets to Sam's eyes. "Now," Sam adds, his voice still low and barely restrained, and the guy nods. "Yeah, sure," he says, grabbing his girlfriend's hand and shooting Dean a sympathetic look on his way past. If Sam is going to send the entire goth population of bumfuck Illinois running for cover, then why did Dean have to put on fucking makeup in the first place? "What the hell is your problem?" he snaps, pulling his arm free. Sam's mouth thins in an angry, "I want" line, and he grabs Dean's arm again. Dean has an entire second to register the touch before he's jerked forward and slammed back into the corner. His shoulders hit the walls, head thumping back into the V formed by the join, and then Sam is looming in front of him like he's never heard of the concept of personal space before. "Ow," Dean complains. "Fuck, man, careful with the merchandise." "Shut up," Sam says, and reaches for the skull buckle on Dean's belt. "Hey," Dean blurts, simultaneously trying to back further into the wall and reaching out to bat Sam's hands away. Sam moves like a snake, catching Dean's wrist and then carefully transferring both of them to his left hand. Dean stares at his hands, now pinned against his chest with his brother's fingers wringing his wrists, and warmth unfurls low in his gut. He tries to pull free, but Sam just tightens up on him, and he doesn't get anywhere because Sam is fucking ginormous, and strong, and... Jesus. No fucking idea, do you, Dean? Sam says, furious, and goes right back to working the skull buckle open with his right hand. Okay, Dean rasps. Real funny, Sam, but that's enough, okay? Sam makes a victorious little noise as the buckle folds, piece of junk, and immediately starts in on the first button on Dean's leather pants. Dean tries to shove forward again, and Sam ignores him. He keeps popping open the buttons on Dean's pants, like holding Dean in place isn't taking any effort at all, like he has experience with this kind of thing. And Dean isn't into guys. He's not. Especially not his brother. "We're in public," he hisses, like that's the main problem here. Sam pauses, as if that's gotten through to him, and then leans his hips into Dean. He's hard. Oh, fuck, is he hard, and huge, and those are two things that Dean really doesn't need to know about Sam right now. He tries to tilt his hips back so that his own erection isn't so noticeable and runs into the wall problem again. Sam rubs against him, leather scraping against leather, and Dean's breath slips out in a hard exhale. Sam's pupils are so blown that his eyes look black and he's leaning in, coming down from some impossible height to nuzzle against Dean's cheek, hard and insistent. Dean lets his brother turn his head, too stunned to muster any proper annoyance at being pushed around like a girl, and sees a clump of black-clad dancers moving less than 3 feet away. Sam's teeth catch his earlobe and spark a current of heat that runs from his brother's mouth straight down to Dean's stupid, slutty dick. Dean's putting the damn thing on timeout when he gets out of this. He shudders as Sam's tongue flicks out to lick along the rim of his ear. His hands open and close weakly in his brother's grip, and Sam chuckles. Oh, God. Sam should never sound like that. It isn't fucking legal. That's the point, Sam whispers. The timbre of his voice, almost a growl, does funny things to Dean's insides. Want them to see. Want everyone to know who you belong to. He moves back again, and Dean can't quite hold in a moan at the loss of all that weight. His groin aches with a building pleasure that doesn't make any sense at all because he isn't. Are they watching? Sam asks, pressing his hand hard against the line of Dean's cock. It doesn't count. There's still leather between them, so it doesn't. They can still take it back. Dean bites his lip and forces himself not to buck forward against his brother's hand. Dean, Sam prods, and his voice is a drug, muddling Dean's thoughts and setting his head spinning. Are they watching? Yes, Dean thinks, and then, no. He's too out of it to tell. Doesn't think anyone can actually see him past Sam's freakishly large and broad body anyway. He wonders what Sam's muscles would feel like underneath his hands, and then wonders where the fuck that thought came from. He has to rein this thing in before it goes any further. Sam, this isn't funny anymore. Fuck! Dean drops his head back. His skin is hot and tingling all over, and this has officially gone beyond the point of no return, because Sam just shoved his hand down the front of Dean's pants. Really fucking bad day to pick to go to commando. Mine, Sam says, pulling him out. Gonna show them, show you, right here, Dean, right in front of everyone. Sam, Dean pants as his brother starts to jack him off, hard and relentless. He doesn't know if he means stop or more. His thighs tremble with the effort of holding himself up. Sammy. Wider, Sam demands. Come on. Someone's moaning in Dean's ear, and he's already widening his stance before he realizes that the sound is coming from him. Oh, God, this is totally fucked up even for them, and Dean isn't sure he cares right now. You've been begging for this all night, Sam says, throwing yourself at them, touching them, letting them touch you, letting everyone else all the time, and you don't... Oh, fuck, your eyes. Look at me, Dean, look at me. Dean wants to protest that he is looking. It's Sam's own fault that Dean's brain is short-circuited and left everything in the dark, but he can't quite remember how to speak. He pants in the darkness for a few moments, his brother's scent heavy in his mouth, and then swears as Sam drags his thumb over the slit of his cock. Look at me, Sam insists. Dean makes a concerted effort and somehow manages to get his eyes open again. Sam looks even angrier than before, face not just a thundercloud but a goddamn typhoon. His breathing is as erratic as Dean's, chest heaving and straining at his shirt. There's sweat running down his neck, slicking his hair. Dean's never seen anything so hot in his life. His tongue suddenly feels 3 sizes too big, his mouth is desert dry. He licks his lips, arching into Sam's rough strokes, and Sam's gaze sharpens. God damn it, he growls, and then his mouth crashes down on Dean's. He releases Dean's wrists to cup his cheek, tilting his face up into the kiss. Dean makes a tiny, wrecked noise that is swallowed up by his brother's mouth. He's too turned on to be ashamed of the way he opens for Sam, and when Sam's tongue fucks into him, he grabs Sam's hair and tries to pull him even closer, deeper. Sam gives him what he wants, biting and licking at Dean's mouth until his lips feel bruised and swollen, while he keeps jacking Dean's cock with a rough, heavy pressure that girls can never quite manage. When Sam finally jerks back, he leaves Dean with sweat-salted lips and the lingering masculine flavor of his brother on his tongue. "You're so fucking gorgeous, Sam pants. I want to fuck you." Sam's declaration rips through Dean with a physical shudder that's almost like an orgasm. His hands aren't pinned anymore, but he couldn't move even if he wanted to. Too strung out by Sam's hand on his cock and Sam's words in his ears to do much more than cling weakly at his brother's arms and moan. "Fuck you right here, right now. You'd let me, wouldn't you?" Sam's free hand curls around Dean's right thigh and gives a suggestive tug. "You'd wrap your legs around my waist and just take it, so goddamn pretty and tight, and..." Sam's breath catches, and his hand stills on Dean's cock. "Come on," Dean babbles, grabbing his brother's wrist in an effort to get Sam going again. "Come on, come on." "You're a virgin, aren't you?" Sam breathes. It's ludicrous enough to snap Dean out of his daze a little. "What? Of course I'm not a fucking virgin. With guys," Sam clarifies, and Dean shuts right up. "You've never let anyone else do this, do anything to you, have you?"
"Not doing much of anything right now, are you?" Dean needles. Incest is wrong and all, and he is in no way okay with this. But Sam jumped him, for fuck's sake. Sam was with the looming and the growling, and then he just stopped. Dean heard somewhere that a guy can die from blue balls.
But Sam just smiles at him, slow and warm and dangerous, and lets go of Dean's cock, and then tugs his pants lower on his hips.
"Jesus," Dean yelps, reaching down to put a stop to that at least, because he has limits and he isn't going to let Sam strip him in the middle of a club.
"Hands above your head, Dean," Sam says. He has hold of Dean's pants with both hands, anchoring them low enough on Dean's hips that Dean might as well not be wearing them at all.
"No," Dean refuses, and glances to one side to see if anyone is paying attention.
Doesn't look like it, but he's still having a little trouble thinking, what with all the blood in his body rushing to his dick and all.
"Get off me."
"Hands above your head," Sam repeats implacably, and then, as an afterthought, "or on me." Dean scowls at his brother, trying to put the promise of how that isn't going to happen into his eyes, and Sam just dips his head in and bites Dean's neck. Hard.
"Fuck," Dean says, hands flying automatically to his brother's waist for support as his legs buckle.
Sam smiles against his skin and then soothes the sting of the bite with a slow stroke of his tongue.
"Good boy," he purrs. "And Jesus Christ, is Sam trying to kill him? It isn't fair."
Sam's pushing buttons Dean didn't even know he had, leaving him too turned on to do more than tighten his grip on Sam's hips.
"Make this so good for you," Sam promises, pressing a slow, wet trail of open-mouthed kisses down across Dean's collarbone.
Dean can feel his pants being inched even lower, and God, he's going to fly apart at the seams if he doesn't come soon.
"Sam," he pants. "Sam, what are you—I need—
Fuck, he doesn't know what he needs. And Sam stops again. Raising his head, he leans one hand against the wall. He doesn't look anywhere near as wrecked as Dean feels, but his eyes are demon dark as he strokes his thumb against Dean's bare hip. For the first time, Dean wonders if something, beyond the obvious morality issue, is wrong. Bobby seemed to think that the tattoos would be foolproof when they called to ask him, but demons can be tricky sons of bitches.
"Christo," he says.
Sam blinks at him, eyes hazel as ever, and then smirks.
"I'm not possessed, Dean. Now take your shirt off."
It isn't like that would make much of a difference. The shirt has more holes than fabric, but Dean balks anyway. Because there's letting your brother grope you in the corner of a club, and then there's actively assisting in said groping, which crosses a line that Dean is desperate to stay on the right side of.
"No."
Sam makes an impatient sound and grips the fabric himself, yanking it insistently up. Dean fights him on it for the few moments it takes him to realize that he's harder than ever, that his dick is hanging out of his low-riding pants and leaking pre-cum. He's just calling attention to himself by struggling, practically begging for Raven or one of the other people he talked with tonight to glance over and see how crazy Sam makes him, see him with his defenses stripped away, malleable and pliant in his brother's hands, raw and yearning and completely fucked up. He hesitates, trying to see over Sam's shoulder whether anyone is paying attention, and Sam takes advantage of his momentary distraction to rip the shirt up and over his head.
"Damn it," Dean swears, and reaches for the fabric bunched in his brother's fist. Sam holds it above his head and pushes Dean back into the corner with his other hand. Dean bucks forward, not really trying to get free, just testing, and Sam leans into him, fingers splayed wide in the center of Dean's chest, warm and steady. It's effortless for him. Images flash through Dean's mind. Sam's hands around his wrists, Sam pinning him to the bed, Sam draped over him, huge and powerful and immovable.
"You like that, don't you?" Sam murmurs. He drops the shirt on the floor and puts his hands on Dean's biceps, pushing his unresisting body more firmly against the walls. "Like being held down. You like that I can do this to you, that I can shove you against a wall, over a table, and do whatever I want."
Dean's mouth has gone dry again. He tries to swallow and can't quite remember how.
"Kinky, Dean. Got a few control issues there?"
Sam sounds so goddamn smug that Dean's response is automatic.
"Fuck you."
Sam shakes his head, eyes filled with a heated amusement.
"Haven't you been paying attention? I don't bottom."
He says that like it's supposed to mean something, and maybe it does. Maybe Dean can figure out what it means if he tries, but he doesn't want to. They're not going there. Sam lowers his head again, mouth brushing over Dean's collarbone before coming to rest slightly lower down. His tongue is hot and wet against Dean's chest, tracing along dark lines of ink. He sucks on Dean's skin, and Dean can almost feel the phantom ache of the tattoo artist's needle.
"And you call me kinky," he pants as his brother laps at the tattoo.
Sam forces himself back at the sound of Dean's voice. Dean blinks, startled by the abruptness of the movement, and suddenly the fingers of his brother's right hand are resting against his lower lip. Dean may be a little dazed right now, but he recognizes the command when he sees it. He opens his mouth. Sam's eyes are ravenous, fixed on his index finger as he slides it past Dean's teeth, but he doesn't look nearly as out of control as Dean wants him. He wants his brother lost in this, wants him needy and too desperate to do anything but take, and he works at Sam's finger like he's starving for it. Sam groans and Dean sucks harder, flicking his tongue along the salty flesh in frenzied licks. Sam is so focused, all of that intellect and power narrowed down to Dean's mouth, what Dean's doing to him, and Dean has never felt so wanted before in his life. This whole thing is spiraling out of control faster than his heart is racing, screwing his relationship with Sam, with his brother, to hell and back, and Dean doesn't know how to stop it. He doesn't want to stop it. When Sam gives his finger a tiny experimental thrust, heat spreads through Dean's groin and he moans around the long digit. He can't keep his hips from rocking forward, desperate for some friction on his neglected cock, and Sam exhales sharply at the motion.
"So good at that," Sam breathes. "Want your mouth on me. God, you're gonna feel so good, Dean."
Dean's too caught up in the moment to feel anything but agreement. The thought of going to his knees for Sam, sucking his brother down the way that dozens of girls have done for him, is almost enough to make him come untouched. Dean hangs on the edge of climax, mouth still working around Sam's finger on instinct, and sees something sharpen in his brother's gaze. Sam's finger is gone from his mouth suddenly, and before his tongue has even stopped moving, Sam's left hand is clutching his hip, and his right is shoving back into his pants. Dean shifts automatically, widening his stance in an attempt to give his brother more room to maneuver. He doesn't know what Sam's going to do, but he's pretty sure it'll feel awesome. Sam's breathing is ragged as he pushes his hand back past Dean's balls, and the sensation of his brother's wrist rubbing against him there makes Dean hiss. He thinks for a moment that Sam's going to give the boys a little attention, but that thought is immediately shot to shit because Sam is still reaching, using his hand on Dean's hip for leverage as he worms his way back to—
"Whoa!"
Dean yelps. Pulse skipping nervously, he lifts up on his toes in an attempt to avoid the press of his brother's finger against his asshole.
"Shh," Sam soothes, relentless. "Gonna feel so good, baby."
"Don't call me that," Dean protests. He feels enough like a girl already, without his brother talking to him as though he's got a set of tits instead of a cock. It's a stupid thing for him to be fixated on, and he knows it, but he can't bring himself to even address the real problem here. He's thinking about it enough without actually vocalizing, heart working overtime and stomach clenched in anxious knots. Dean's known since he was 16 how gay sex works in theory, and he's never been curious enough to try that particular ride. He isn't too keen on the idea now, either, but damned if he's gonna pussy out. Sam would never let him hear the end of it. His determination doesn't mean that he knows what to do with himself, though. Sam's finger is pushing up against him, Sam's eyes intently marking out every twitch of discomfort across his face, and for once there's nowhere for Dean to hide.
"Just relax," Sam says, flexing his hand on Dean's hip.
Easy for him to say, the bastard. He isn't the one about to have something hard and unyielding shoved up his ass. Man, just the looming pressure is enough to have Dean sweating and so anxious that he's got to be leaving bruises on Sam's biceps. This isn't going to happen. It's physically impossible. And Dean doesn't give a shit what gay guys say. They're lying, every single one of them. But there's no escaping the press of his brother's finger, and as it slides inevitably into him, the floor drops out from underneath Dean's feet. There's a faint, negligible burn that doesn't really bother him, and a staticky drag that does. He can feel every centimeter of forced ground as Sam pushes in up to the second knuckle. Feels himself filled with warm, living flesh, and it's too weird. At once both too intimate and too public for him to be anywhere near comfortable with it. He opens his mouth to tell Sam to cut it out already, and then chokes as Sam bends his finger. Oh, fuck. He's never felt a burst of arousal this intense, shooting through his body like electricity. It's like a bolt tumbling into place, hot frisions of pleasure shooting through him and loosening him up, soothing away the ache of penetration. He gives a tentative roll of his hips, fucking down on his brother's finger, and if this gets any better, he's going to come out of his goddamn skin. "You like that?" Sam asks. He doesn't sound like he's teasing, more like he's making sure that he isn't doing anything Dean doesn't want. It's a little like a cop checking the safety on his pistol after he's handed it around for show and tell at the local elementary school, but Dean recognizes the attempt for what it is. He can feel the weight and depth of his brother's love like a heavy fog over his skin, and for the first time since Ruby told him what he has to look forward to, he feels completely safe and centered. Overcome by the desperate, painful response of his own emotions for his brother, Dean can't make his voice work. He doesn't want Sam to get the wrong idea, though. He doesn't want him to stop. So he tightens his grip on Sam's arms and rocks down again. Sam grins at him, message received loud and clear, and lifts his hand from Dean's hip to stroke through his sweat-damp hair. "Gonna feel even better," he says. "I'm gonna take you home, bend you over the sink, and open you up. Make you watch yourself in the mirror when I fuck you. Make you see how hot you look. Your goddamned eyes, Dean." Sam twists his finger and Dean gasps, body straining uncontrollably for more. "So desperate," Sam says, and this time he is teasing, flexing his finger in wonderfully agonizing ways. "You're practically squirming, Dean. You're already half out of your mind, and that's only my finger. Imagine how my cock's gonna feel." Prying Dean's left hand off of his arm, Sam brings it down to press against his crotch. The leather there is warm with Sam's body heat, bulging with the obvious line of his brother's erection. Dean's seen Sam's cock before, took notice in a kind of absently envious way, but the fact that his brother is perfectly proportional suddenly seems vitally important. "You're going to take every inch," Sam tells him. "I'm going to take my time opening you so I can just slide right in. Fuck you slow until you're begging for it, and then give it to you as deep and fast as you want. Gonna fuck you until you can't stand it anymore, Dean, and then I'm gonna carry you over to the bed and do it all over again." Dean shakes his head, but he isn't sure what part of that plan he's in disagreement with, and his hand is caressing Sam's cock through his pants. Sam's breath catches and his hips jerk forward. Dean feels Sam's cock twitch behind the leather, and then Sam drags his hand up and pins it against the wall. Dean goes limp with a rush of arousal, and Sam's eyes flash knowingly. "I'll even hold you down if you want. Would you like that?" Dean tries to respond and can only manage a faint whimper as Sam's finger presses against the blindingly sweet spot inside of him. "I'm bigger than you, Dean. Stronger. You couldn't stop me if you wanted to, but you won't even try, will you? Because you want this. You want me." Sam's finger moves faster inside of him, pressing repeatedly against that perfect place, and Dean can't take any more. "Oh, Christ, fuck me, Sam," he moans. His voice is a shaking, rough thing, demanding and begging all at once, and a broken plea continues to fall from his lips. "Fuck me, God, right here, now, wanna feel you, want you inside me, Sammy, fuck me, please, I want—" Sam makes a choked noise and jerks his finger free. The keening whine that slips from Dean's throat at the loss would be mortifying if he was at all coherent. Then Sam's hand is out of Dean's pants and on his dick, working it like a piston, and Dean is fucking into his brother's grip. His ass aches again, pulsing like it misses that fullness, and he's practically sobbing, he's so desperate. "Just for me," Sam says, tripping the words over each other in his haste. "Come on, Dean, let go, baby. So beautiful like this, so goddamn perfect. Mine, my Dean, my fucking gorgeous." Dean's mouth opens on a silent scream as he comes, dick jerking with a violence that borders on painful. When it's over, he rests his forehead against his brother's shoulder, staring down at what they just did, what he let happen. Sam is still cradling his cock, thumb sliding over the sensitive skin in a restless caress. There's a slick mess all over Sam's skin, on his shirt and the crotch of his pants. Dean's pants didn't escape completely unscathed either, although he isn't nearly as wet as his brother. Brother. Oh my God, Dean says faintly. Sam's silent for a second, and then he asks, If I let go of you long enough to clean us up, are you going to bolt? Maybe. Fuck, Dean would be bolting now if he could get his legs to work. And if he wouldn't get himself arrested for indecent exposure running around with his cock hanging out. Man, Hendrickson would love adding that to his file. Dean? I don't know. Sam surges forward and kisses him again, looks into him deep and steadying, and with an underlying fire that has Dean wishing he were 16 again, with a 16-year-old's recovery time. The sparking desire should freak him out more, but instead it's making him think about the things Sam promised to do to him. When Sam finally eases back, he eyes Dean cautiously, ready to take more drastic action if that minor distraction didn't work. Dean swallows and then rasps, Okay, I'm good. Sam uses Dean's discarded shirt to mop up the worst of the mess and then drops it back to the floor. When he finally lets Dean out of the corner, he stays close, one hand firmly on the small of Dean's back, and steers him straight for the exit. Dean doesn't protest. He's already half-hard again from the knowledge that he looks freshly fucked, and from the fact that everyone who sees the smug, cat-got-the-canary expression on Sam's face will immediately know who by. Sam crowds him, possessive and towering, and whispers in his ear all the dirty, hot things he's going to do to Dean's body once they get back to the motel. When the night air hits his bare chest, Sam's palm a point of fire at the base of his spine, Dean considers panicking again. Then Sam's fingers inch underneath the waist of his pants, and he shoves the impulse away. He can always freak out when he wakes up tomorrow morning, when he'll really have something to freak out over. It's just practical to wait. On Flona's Altar by Leonidas Lyon. Read by Juice817. By the time they get back to the motel, Dean feels more guilty and awkward than horny. Sam is sprawled out in the passenger seat, radiating heat and hunger. He hasn't touched Dean since they got in the car, but he keeps staring. When Dean shifts awkwardly, Sam licks his lips like a cat that has just gotten its first taste of cream. He's doing it on purpose. Bitch knows that Dean has great peripheral vision. So yeah, Dean is uncomfortably hard against the leather of his pants as he pulls into an empty spot a few spaces down from their room. He's only human, after all. On the other hand, with Sam keeping his distance, his brain has actually started working again, and images of Sam as a kid keep superimposing themselves on the road. Sam with jelly smeared across his face. Sam bent almost in half with his tongue sticking out of his mouth as he works through his arithmetic homework, and Sam with baby fat and skinned knees. Then, as if that's not enough, Sam as a fucking baby. All of it conspiring to remind him that Sam is his kid brother. Key word there being brother, who he's supposed to watch out for. But the topper on what's already a pretty crappy situation is the sneaking suspicion that, deep down, he does want this. Because Dean can tell himself as much as he wants that his body is having a natural reaction to a hot guy eye-fucking him, a hot guy who just had his hands all over, inside, his body. But that doesn't make it true. He's straight. He's straight as a fucking arrow, and the only reason that he's turned on right now is that it's Sam. And Sam has always somehow managed to defy a category. Oh God, he's in love with his baby brother. You're freaking out, Sam says. Dean considers denying it, and then realizes that if there is ever a time for a deep, heartfelt chick flick moment, it's now. Of course I'm freaking out, he yells, whipping his head to the side. Sam's eyes almost seem to glow beneath the eyeliner, all of that shaggy hair falling around his face like a shadow. In the faint illumination from the parking lot lights, his face is all angular intent and hunger. Fox eyes, and a fox's smile to go with them. Meeting his brother's gaze makes Dean sweat slightly, but he can't look away now. It'd be a sign of weakness, and he's already given Sam enough of those tonight. His voice is harsher than he intends it to be when he speaks, overcompensation for the nervous flutter in his gut. "You're my brother, Sam. What am I supposed to be, thrilled? I mean, Jesus Christ, you just stuck your finger up my ass." Sam doesn't look disturbed by Dean's bluntness or the tone of his voice. If anything, the smug satisfaction on his face deepens, as if he can see right past Dean's bluster to the twisting knot of need at his core. "Planning on doing more than that in a few minutes," he says, flitting his gaze over Dean's chest before dropping it to eye the press of Dean's dick against his pants. "That's not funny," Dean growls, and resists the urge to put his hand over his crotch. Stupid goddamn pants. If Dean was wearing his own fucking clothes instead of this getup, he wouldn't be in this situation right now. Last time he let Sam pick out their disguises. Ever. "Well, that's good, because I wasn't joking," Sam says, leaning against the door. He tilts his head back, and Dean's eyes are drawn to that obscenely long, smooth neck. He realizes that he's staring and jerks his gaze away, not quite quickly enough to miss the widening of his brother's smile. "This isn't happening," Dean announces. Sam snorts. "Way to live in denial, man." "I mean it, Sammy. Dean takes a deep breath, and then, using his best final word on the matter voice, continues, "You're going to go inside and go to bed to sleep. I'm going to get myself another room. We obviously need to take a step back here." He's busy staring out his window, where it's safe to rest his eyes, so he doesn't see Sam coming and jumps, startled, when his brother's hand closes around the back of his neck. His heart thuds faster, and he's immediately pissed at himself, both for the skittish reaction and for the pulse of arousal that goes through him. "Are you done?" Sam asks. All of the teasing is gone from his voice, has been replaced by something molasses dark. Dean is leaning slightly into his brother's touch, but somehow he manages to grate out, "No. This thing, whatever it is, it's wrong." "Why?" Sam whispers, and Dean lets out a hoarse laugh. There are a million answers Dean could give to that question, and almost everyone has the word brother in there somewhere. But Sam is just going to bulldoze through those excuses, is going to look deep inside Dean and know that excuses is all they are. There's something inside of Dean that doesn't give a fuck that Sam is his brother. There's a part of him that's actually a little turned on by that fact. Which isn't to say he's fine with this thing, whatever it is. He's not fine. Not at fucking all. But Dean isn't good with words at the best of times, and he isn't even sure what his problem is. He feels like a blind man trying to explain to his deaf buddy what the color red looks like, and the way that Sam keeps rubbing his thumb against the back of Dean's neck isn't helping his concentration any. He has a responsibility to his brother, though, so he makes himself fumble after an explanation. One that will get through to Sammy, who's going to be alone in a few months, and who doesn't need this making Dean's loss 1,000 times worse. And there it is. Right fucking there. Dean can't let Sam fuck himself over like this just because the kid's a little screwed up right now. "Look, man," he says slowly, "I get that you're messed up from the trickster, but this isn't healthy. I'm not going to be around for much longer, and—" Dean's words cut off as Sam uses the hand on his neck to jerk him closer. He falls into his brother awkwardly, bare shoulder to mesh-covered chest, as Dean tries to find a way to push himself up without putting his hands in inappropriate places. Sam somehow manages to swing one of his freakishly long legs across his hips. Dean's breath catches, and he goes still as his brother shifts his weight up and over until he's straddling Dean's lap. It's a cramped, confining position because Sam is huge, and the Impala, while spacious, wasn't exactly built for this kind of thing. "Sam," Dean tries, and then Sam lowers his weight down. There's the creak of leather on leather, and the hard, full length of Sam pressing against him. "Fuck." "Are you done?" Sam asks again. "No," Dean thinks, but Sam's bulk is pressing him down into the seat. His hard-on is an insistent pressure against Dean's, and it's taking all of his willpower not to rock up and get some friction. Clenching his jaw, Dean grips the edge of the seat so that his hands won't find their way somewhere unfortunate. "Are you done?"
Yeah.
"Good, because I'm sick of your crap." Ooh boy, is Sam pissed again. Dean shifts his eyes to one side and Sam grabs his face, yanking him back. "You're not going to die. You're not going to hell. I can't go through that again. I won't. And you have to decide if you're going to help me or just sit there and moan about it, because I am fucking done with you changing your mind every other second. You decide you aren't going to help? Fine. I will tie your ass up in the back seat of the car and drag you wherever we need to go."
"Kinky," Dean tries.
It's an attempt to lighten the mood, but from the way Sam's eyes go even wilder, it's unsuccessful.
"Anything it takes," Sam says.
A tick in his cheek jumps furiously as he swallows.
Anything.
A nervous tremor runs through Dean's stomach. Anything covers an awful lot, including Sam throwing himself willingly and blindly down whatever path Ruby has laid out for him, making himself something he isn't, something he shouldn't ever have to be. Not for someone like Dean. Sam can't mean anything, not really. And yet the desolate, reckless expression on his face tells Dean quite clearly that he can and does.
No, he whispers, horrified. Don't you fucking dare! I'm not worth—
Don't! Sam bites out, and Dean's alarmed to see that his brother has started crying.
Don't you say that! You're worth everything! Without you, I can't—
You don't understand! You don't have any goddamn idea what I went through, and I can't! Not again!
Dean wants to say something reassuring, maybe point out that all Sam ever got to deal with were the first horrible moments after, that he has no clue what kind of comfort he might find when he has more than a few minutes to mourn. But before he can gather his thoughts, Sam is continuing.
I love you. I love you so fucking much, man, and you're just going to have to accept that because I can't hide it anymore.
And then they're kissing again. Or Sam is kissing him, and he's letting it happen.
Sam's hands are cradling his face, tilting him up for it, and Dean can taste his brother's tears on his tongue. He knows that he fucked up with the deal, but he's never felt it so deeply before, and it's guilt that brings his own hands up to hold Sam closer. Guilt isn't responsible for the way he's kissing Sam back, though, hungry and desperate as though this is his last night on earth. No, that insatiable, overwhelming thing he feels for Sam that he never, not in a million years, would have imagined went both ways is to blame for that one. Fuck, Dean never thought it went this way, but apparently it does because he's achingly hard and rubbing up against Sam like a kid with his first heart on. Sam breaks the kiss and buries his face against Dean's neck, hands dropping to grip Dean's biceps and knead the muscle there rhythmically.
"We doing this?" he rumbles against Dean's skin.
Dean should say no, but he's too relieved that they're done with that particular conversation, for now anyway, to do anything but nod. His hands drift down from his brother's back to grip Sam's ass, and the leather drags against his sweat-slick palms. Sam shudders at the touch and opens his mouth against Dean's collarbone, mouthing the skin with little bites. His hold on Dean's biceps changes, confining instead of comforting, which doesn't just push but slams into one of those buttons that Dean didn't know he had a few hours ago. Not much chance he would have ever found them, actually. There aren't a whole lot of women strong enough to overpower him. Sam's teeth sink deeper into Dean's skin, worrying at it, and suddenly Dean can't think about anything but the way his brother is grinding down onto him. It's frantic and desperate and not nearly enough. Between the leather pants and the cramped space, neither of them have enough leverage to get much more than a mild, maddening friction. The intent is there, though, filling the car and clogging Dean's throat and making him fight to pull his brother even tighter against him.
"Tell me yes," Sam says as he bites his way up the side of Dean's neck and across his jaw. "Need you to tell me."
Dean manages, bucking up uncontrollably. "He came less than half an hour ago, but you couldn't tell it from the way his balls are aching. Feels like Sam's been keeping him on edge for months." Sam's right hand releases Dean's arm and squirms down between them to palm Dean's cock through the leather.
"Tell me," he demands. "Tell me to fuck you."
Dean opens his mouth to drag in a breath, and the words spill out of him. Fuck me already, come on, fucking do it. It takes him a moment to understand that he's cold because Sam isn't on top of him anymore, and because the door's open and letting all the night air in to slide along his overheated skin. And then Sam is dragging him out of the Impala and shoving him up against the cool metal. Dean grabs at the roof, shivering and trying to wrap his head around what the fuck is going on, what he just agreed to, and this is all moving a little too fast for him to keep up. Sam reaches inside the car, yanks the keys from the ignition, and then slams the door. The eyes he turns to Dean aren't anywhere near rational, miles away from safe, and ravenous on Dean's skin. There's no sign that Sam was crying a few minutes ago, and Dean thinks, absurdly, that the makeup they bought at the drugstore must be waterproof. "Hey," he gasps, and rolls to one side so that his back is leaning against the Impala. "Hold up a second, okay? Let's just..." Sam, honest to God, growls at him and yanks him into a kiss that leaves him gasping for breath when he's released a minute later. His mind is doggedly trying to remember what he was about to say, but it's a little difficult with Sam hooking his fingers in the waistband of Dean's pants and pulling him toward the room. "That's twice you've begged me to fuck you," Sam says, and then slams Dean up against the wall next to their door. "You're not getting a take back."
Dean doesn't want a take-back. He just wants a goddamn time-out. He's about to say as much, but Sam's got the door open, and he hauls Dean inside by one arm, pulls him over to the bed, despite Dean's best efforts to dig his heels in, and tosses him onto it. "Enough with the goddamn pushing!" Dean protests as he finally finds his voice. "Oh, please, you like it."
"Yeah, but that's not the point."
"Besides," Sam continues, heading back to shut and bolt the door, "you were about half a second away from freaking out again. I would have had to pry you off the car with a crowbar."
"Yeah, well, I think I'm entitled," Dean shouts, pushing up off the bed and onto his own 2 feet. He's a little pissed off at how matter-of-fact Sam's being about this. His brother has had God knows how long to mull over having some kind of weird-ass relationship, probably had his own share of freak-outs about it, and Dean's had, what, half an hour?
"Jesus Christ, Sam," he continues, as Sam turns back to face him. "I'm not gay!" Sam looks at him for all of 3 seconds before he bursts out laughing.
"That's your problem with this? That we're both guys?"
"I'd say that's a damn big stumbling block," Dean tries, but Sam's laughter has already petered out, and he has that dark, smoky look again, the one that seems to have fastened a collar and leash on Dean's stupid, slutty cock when he wasn't looking. God damn it. With a slight, closed-mouthed smile, Sam strips off his shirt and drops it on the floor. His hands go to the buttons on his leather pants and start popping them open, and Dean suddenly can't remember how to breathe.
"So, since you aren't gay, I guess this isn't doing anything for you," Sam says, and pushes his hand inside his pants.
His eyes flutter shut, and he drops his head back with a low moan. Dean's stomach plummets.
"I could just, pull it out right here and jerk off, and you wouldn't care, right?"
"Sammy," Dean tries. Sam's eyes flash open, hazel darkened to evergreen.
"Yeah?"
It's almost a groan as his hand works inside his pants, stomach muscles fluttering with each cramped stroke. Jesus Christ, like Dean is supposed to remember what he was about to say when Sam is putting on a show like that less than 10 feet away. Luckily, his brother takes pity on him. Pulling his hand free, he crosses the space between them and reaches for Dean. The same hand that was just around Sam's cock curls around the nape of Dean's neck. Sam's thumb and forefinger rub at his skin, and it feels so right.
"No more hiding, Dean. No more running from what you want."
He tips in and drops a brief, light kiss on Dean's mouth before pulling back just enough to whisper, "Just let me make you feel good." And maybe Dean deserves to go to hell after all, because instead of saying no, the way any good big brother should, he shoves his hand down the tantalizing opening in his brother's pants. Dean's never had his hand on another man's cock, and he's surprised at how similar it feels to his own, silken soft, and warm, and responsive. Is that because they're brothers, or is it just a general guy thing? Dean has no way of knowing. Sam's hand has gone still on his neck, but as Dean gives a tentative stroke, it clenches, and Sam lets out a gasp. The crown of his brother's cock is slick with pre-cum, the leather of his pants sticky against the back of Dean's hand. He has to wonder how long Sam has been hard to have gotten this messy. Since he jerked Dean off at the club?
"Before," Sam groans,
and Dean realizes that he must have been thinking out loud. "Oh, fuck, since I finished doing your eyes, you look... Dean, you..." Sam's words cut off in a punched exhale as Dean lifts his brother's cock free from his pants. Dean must have seen Sam naked before, but as he holds his cock, heavy and angrily flushed, he can't remember ever having done so. Maybe he didn't. Maybe this thing with Sam is as old as his brother's ability to get hard-ons, and he spent their youth deliberately hiding himself from Dean. Dean'll have to think it over later. Right now he's too busy staring at his brother's dick. Dean pretty much skipped gym class in high school. Wasn't too keen on explaining his scars to the other guys in the shower. So the majority of the cocks he's seen have been porno cocks. The guys in those $1.50 rentals weren't chosen for their good looks, is all he's saying. Sam isn't bigger than all of those dog-faced porn stars, but he's up there in the top 10. And Dean may be a little prejudiced, but his little brother's cock is definitely the most gorgeous he's ever seen. Dean isn't gay. He isn't. But there's some kind of Sammy-shaped switch inside him that got twisted around and then flipped. As he stares at his brother's cock, he's filled with an irresistible desire to find out what it tastes like, what all that soft, hot skin would feel like in his mouth. He's never been one to overthink that kind of impulse, so he sinks to his knees and moistens his lips.
"Jesus Christ," Sam says faintly, staring down at him, and Dean leans forward.
His tongue flicks out in a tentative light swipe over the head of his brother's cock. Turns out that Sam tastes like leather and salt and something else that's bitter and musky but not unpleasant, and his skin is like silk. God, how can something so hard feel so smooth and delicate, so fragile? Gotta be careful, Dean thinks, and then edges closer and opens his mouth. Sam's cock enters his mouth in a slow glide, and although Dean felt the weight of his brother in his hand, it seems different like this. He can smell arousal, and Sam gets more of that bitter musk when he tentatively drags his tongue around the leaking head. He opens his mouth a little to breathe, trying to sort out in his head how he feels, if he likes it. "Dean, you don't have to," Sam offers. His voice sounds strained, like it's killing him to give Dean that out, but he's doing it anyway. And he calls Dean self-sacrificing. Dean pulls off long enough to say, "Just give me a second to figure out what I'm doing, man." And then, before Sam's cock has completed the wild, uncontrolled twitch Dean's words caused, he's back down. The flush of heat that fills him at the return of that taste, that smell, clears all of the uncertainty right up for Dean. He likes this. He likes it just fucking fine. Shutting his eyes, he goes to work. It's clumsy, because he has no fucking clue what he's doing. He understands the theory well enough, of course, but the girls he's been with made this look easy, and it's not. Dean keeps scraping his brother's cock with his teeth, which he knows hurts like a bitch, and chokes if he tries for more than half of him. After a few minutes, Sam's hands find his head and grip his hair as best they can. "Let me, okay?" he says. "Just open your mouth and let me." Shuddering, Dean obeys without a second thought, relaxes his jaw and shifts his hands from Sam's cock to his hips. There's something dirty right hot about kneeling here while Sam holds his head still and makes shallow, slow thrusts into his mouth. Something that bends his soul in throbbing ways, letting Sam control this, control him. And Dean can't help but moan around his mouthful of flesh. Sam is being careful not to go too deep and fast, making Dean feel like something precious and cherished, and twisting him up in new and uncomfortable knots. He needs more. Needs to feel Sam's want eating him up the way it did in the club. Needs Sam to hold him in place and just take what Dean's offering, which is everything. Always everything for Sammy. "Oomph," Dean mumbles, and Sam immediately pulls out. "Too much?" he asks, sounding breathy and dazed. Dean stills a moment to work his jaw. A low ache is built from the effort of holding his mouth open for his brother, and then says, "More. I'm not going to break." "Fuck," Sam groans, pushing back in almost before Dean has finished speaking. He moves faster this time and drives deeper. Dean chokes a little, his own spit, Sam's cock, both, but he can taste his brother's desire now, raw and wild and intoxicating. Sam groans as Dean fights with his gag reflex and tightens his grip on Dean's hair. He doesn't stop moving, doesn't let up at all, just gathers enough words together to say, "If it's too much, tap my hip and I'll stop." Dean manages to grunt his understanding, and the low moan Sam lets out in return skids against his bones. His brother is thrusting in earnest now, but Dean's always been a quick learner, is starting to get the hang of relaxing his throat enough to let Sam in deeper. Drool drips down his chin, but he remembers how messy the girls who gave him the best blowjobs always got, and lets it happen. Judging from the way Sam is running his mouth above him, Dean's not doing so bad himself. "Fuck the mouth on you. Goddamn girly lip shoot. So good. So fucking wet for me. Letting me. God, you're letting me." Sam's words cut off abruptly in a choked, almost hurt sound, and his grip on Dean's hair goes painfully tight. There's a rush of liquid, and that bitter taste is everywhere, thick on Dean's tongue as his brother comes with a series of sharp, shallow thrusts. Dean can't think past the fact that he has Sam's semen in his mouth, but his throat works without waiting for permission. Good thing, too, otherwise he's pretty sure he would have drowned before Sam finished, and wouldn't that look fucking awesome on the coroner's report? Sam pulls out just a second too soon, and Dean ends up catching the last few drops on his lips and chin. He could reach up and wipe his mouth, but instead some puckish impulse makes him lift his eyes to his brother's, Sam standing over him with his chest heaving and an almost dazed expression on his face, and lick at his lips. Sam gives a full-bodied shudder, and his right hand goes to cup his spent cock. "Don't fucking do that," he groans. But this is the first time Dean has felt like he's had the upper hand since Sam shoved him into the corner of the room and jerked him off. As much as he apparently gets off on Sam taking charge, he isn't ready to let go of this unexpected advantage just yet. Besides, teasing Sam? That's something simple that he can wrap his mind around. Sure, there might be a sexual edge all of a sudden, but this isn't any different in principle from making sure to slap his brother's sunburned back every 15 minutes or so, or switching out the sugar for salt, or giving Sam the mother-of-all wedgies just before some nice old lady opens the door to her house. And if Dean is concentrating on driving his brother nuts, then he isn't thinking about how close he was to coming just from the feel of Sam spurting in his mouth. Holding Sam's eyes with his own, he slides his tongue out again, slow, deliberate, cleaning his lips and the upper part of his chin. Heat pushes aside some of the vagueness in Sam's eyes. "Don't push me, Dean," he warns. The warning sets Dean's nerves jangling and turns over his stomach in a way that isn't exactly unpleasant. Letting one corner of his mouth twitch up into a smirk, he leans back and slides his legs far enough apart that the hard line of his cock is clearly visible beneath the black leather. "What's wrong, Sammy? Too much for you to handle? 'Cause I could always go back to the club and find someone willing to take care of this." He trails his fingers across the hard mound of his cock, taunting. It isn't as if Dean is actually going to follow through with it, of course. Sam would have to be blind, deaf, and dumb not to know when Dean is yanking his chain, and while he can be a bit of a dope at times, he isn't stupid. Then again, Dean may have to rethink his little brother's intelligence when it comes to certain things, because Sam's expression suddenly goes dark, and he hauls Dean to his feet with an iron grip on one arm. "No more," Sam growls, dragging him toward the bathroom. Dean's too taken aback by the violence of his brother's response to put up much of a struggle. "No more girls. No eye-fucking hot guys at gas stations. Yeah, I saw you. Don't even try to deny it. No more anything with anyone but me." They cross the threshold, and Sam yanks Dean front and center with a rough movement. Before he can catch his balance, Sam plants a hand in the center of his back and shoves. Dean staggers forward the few steps to the sink and fetches up against it. He gets a hand on the counter to lever himself up, but Sam is already there, hand between Dean's shoulder blades and pressing his bare chest down against the chill countertop. "Get off," Dean mutters, and tries, futilely, to push against Sam's weight. He's said it before, but it bears repeating. Sam is a fucking giant. Makes Dean feel like some kid's toy, held down with nowhere to go and 6 feet 4 inches of pure muscle looming up behind him. Jesus. Sam drapes over him, a feverish counterpoint to the chill leaking into his chest, and Dean's skin shocks at the contact. "I don't share," he announces, and then nudges his way to the side of Dean's neck and bites down. Dean squirms as his brother sucks on that patch of skin, mouth deliberately rough as though he's actually trying to bleed him. Sam's thumb rubs at the nape of Dean's neck. His other hand is braced on the counter, his cock already half-hard against Dean's ass, and all Dean knows is that it's getting harder and harder to fill his lungs. He pants onto the countertop until the pressure of his brother's mouth leaves that murky gray realm of pleasurable aches behind and crosses into actively painful. Then, wincing, he nudges back with one shoulder. "Ow! Fuck, enough already," he complains. Sam pulls off, but doesn't leave that spot, licking and nuzzling what is undoubtedly the mother of all hickeys, until Dean is nothing more than a trembling mess beneath him. "Mine," he breathes. "Gotta make sure they know when they fill you up with their fucking eyes that that's all they're gonna do. Make sure they know you already belong to me." Dean kinda wants to point out that he isn't a damn dog, and that Sam doesn't fucking own him. But Sam does own him in every way that really matters, and Dean is too busy arching his back as best as he's able in this position while Sam scrapes blunt teeth over that aching place, too busy squirming in an attempt to get some friction where he needs it. Sam pushes forward against Dean's ass for a second, forcing his cock against the side of the sink, and Dean lets out a low, "Fuck!" His brother's low chuckle slides underneath his skin and lodges there, but there's enough amusement in the sound to rouse Dean's upstairs brain slightly. "Possessive freak," he mutters. Sam agrees, and edges back to give himself room to trail the hand on Dean's upper back down his spine. "You gonna let me? You gonna let me mark you up the same way you're gonna let me fuck you?" Sam isn't holding him down anymore, the hand that was restraining him currently sliding around his hip bone to the front, but Dean stays where his brother put him. His nerves are jangling with the effort of staying still, of not mouthing off or trying to take back control of the situation, but there's a deeper core that has gone lazy and content. Jesus, he actually wants to submit, wants to let Sam control this thing between them. That's got to be Sam's fault, he decides, pressing his forehead against the mirror.
Sam with all that fucking looming at the club, and being a damn Sasquatch, and strong. And his hands are practically the same size as Dean's head, for crying out loud. Sam's obviously cheating, and therefore Dean isn't responsible for any reaction he might be having right now. What? It's perfectly logical. The hickey on Dean's neck stings like a motherfucker, but it isn't quite so bad that Sam doesn't find him hard and needy when he cups Dean's cock through the leather pants. The confused noise in Dean's head quiets as he surrenders to the surge of warmth through his crotch and pushes forward against his brother's hand. "You remember what I promised?" Sam whispers. Moving his hand higher, he starts popping the buttons on Dean's pants with dexterous flicks of his fingers. Fuck, how does he expect Dean to remember anything when he's doing that? When he's yanking Dean's pants open and pushing them down around his ankles and leaving him bare-assed and bent over the fucking bathroom counter. "Lift your feet for me," Sam tells him. Dean bites his lip and complies, lets Sam strip him completely, shoes and socks and pants, until he's naked and trembling beneath his brother's gaze. He can't see Sam's face, but he can feel his eyes. Knows Sam is looking. Knows that Sam can see his need like neon paint all over his skin. "Don't," Dean wants to plead, because even though it's Sam, he hates being this exposed, has to struggle to push down the urge to hide himself. But he also wants to beg Sam to come closer, to touch him, to force all of the jagged, messy edges inside of him into line. But Sam doesn't touch him. He just looks, until Dean can't help but shift a little and then murmurs, "Beautiful," in a low voice that goes straight to Dean's cock. As Dean grips the counter and tries to control his breathing, he can hear his brother moving around behind him, stripping off his own shoes and pants and tossing them carelessly on the floor. One shoe thuds heavily into the shower. Sam is noiseless on his bare feet when he moves close again and settles his hands on Dean's waist, though, and Dean startles at the touch. Sam tightens his grip like he's worried Dean is going to try to get away, which is such a laughable concern that Dean's breath huffs out shakily. Then Sam steps up into him, not quite hard yet, but working back up to it, and Dean can't help tensing up further. "It's okay," Sam tells him, sliding his hands up and down a bit in a soothing caress. "We'll go slow." "You call this slow?" Dean says, as his brother's hands trace from his hips over his ass and back again. But it isn't really a complaint, and he knows that Sam can tell from the way he's tilting up for the touch. Moving his arm around, Dean slides his head down from the mirror and rests it against the softer pillow of his own forearm. It's darker here, and he can smell himself, sweat, and the pre-cum leaking from his cock as it bumps against the side of the counter. "Well, I didn't fuck you against the wall in the club," Sam points out. "Like I would have let you," Dean wants to say, but it wouldn't be true, and they both know it. Sam had him so strung out he could have thrown Dean up onto the bar and fucked him while the entire goddamn club looked on, and he would have begged for more. Sam chuckles like he knows what Dean's thinking. Maybe he does. Kid can be freaky like that sometimes. And then sobers again as he folds himself closer and lays a slow, open-mouthed kiss against Dean's left shoulder blade. "Wanted you for so long," he whispers. "Wanted this." His hands slide up Dean's sides, restless. "I didn't think you'd let me. Didn't think you wanted me." "What changed?" Dean asks. "Why, in the club, why did you—" His breath stutters as Sam's nails catch against his skin. His right hand clenches into a fist and then opens again. Sam lets out a shaky laugh. "God, you have no fucking idea, do you?" Before Dean can ask what the hell that's supposed to mean, Sam forces his hands between Dean's chest and the counter. Dean feels his heart pound twice against Sam's palm, and then his brother hauls him back. He's still crowded up against the counter, but he's standing now, back pressed against Sam's chest. Sam nips at his earlobe and then orders, "Look at yourself." Dean raises his eyes slowly. He sees Sam first, like always. Sam's eyes gone fox slanting and almost feral beneath the eyeliner. Sam's hair falling around his face, one of his shoulders jutting out past Dean's, the other hidden by Dean's body. Sam's enormous hands on Dean's chest and stomach. Dean takes in his own reflection as an afterthought, in slivers and fractured pieces. A spike of dark hair. Smatter of freckles across the bridge of his nose. Dark, purpling mark of Sam, Sam, Sam's on the side of his neck. Broad chest, more of those embarrassing freckles. Gold glint of his amulet, anti-protection tattoo that Sam sucked on at the club. Bruise forming there, too, he notes. He meets his own gaze last. Finds his eyes wide and blown, the iris is just a thin ring of lime around liquid black pupils. It isn't anything he hasn't seen before.
Dean knows he's good-looking, has never had trouble picking up a chick for a quick rough-and-tumble out back or a blowjob in the bathroom. But the way Sam is watching Dean over his shoulder changes things subtly, and then there's the dark smudge of makeup around his eyes. Dean thought he'd look softer with the eyeliner on, more feminine, but instead he looks other, like something that isn't quite human. "See?" Sam asks, and kisses the top of his shoulder without dropping his eyes from their reflection. "I couldn't keep my hands off you, man. Not with all of them staring at you, wanting you. Fuck, Dean, they all wanted you, but you were mine first." Never was anyone else's, Dean thinks, watching as Sam kisses his way along his shoulder and up to the side of his neck. He's not so out of it that he's going to actually say something as girly as that, though, so he keeps his mouth shut and tilts his head to the side, lets his brother worry at that aching, bruised spot until he's squirming in Sam's arms. He can't take his eyes off of their reflection, thinks he might be a little enthralled by the way they look in the mirror, or maybe by the reverence in the way Sam's mouth and hands are touching him, kneading him. Or maybe he's just really fucking horny. Sam bites down, getting a strip of Dean's skin in his mouth, and then swipes his tongue across it without letting go. Dean has absolutely no control over the choked, almost desperate sound he makes in response. He feels Sam smile against his throat, sees the corner of his brother's lips twitch up in the mirror, and then Sam releases him. "Did you say something?" he asks. Any other time, the smug glee in his brother's voice would put Dean into the same competitive mood that leads to Nair in the shampoo bottles and superglue on the beer, but he's too far gone for that now. "Please," he groans, and immediately flushes at the way Sam's eyes go even darker. "Please what?" Sam asks, but Dean can tell he already knows. He just wants to make Dean say it, the bastard. And Dean must have left his pride somewhere on the floor of the River Lethe, because he just closes his eyes and says, "Please fuck me." His cock gives a sudden leap at the sound of his own voice, begging. Fuck, he sounds wrecked. "Yeah," Sam says, "but you need to open your eyes. Want to see you. Want to watch you watch yourself come apart for me." "Jesus," Dean swears, low and rough. He keeps his eyes shut, partly from a last desperate surge of stubbornness, but mostly because he's pretty sure he'll have a heart attack if he does what Sam is telling him to. "Come on," Sam urges, brushing one hand across Dean's cheekbone. "I can't," Dean whispers, turning his head to one side. "Sam, I'm gonna..." "Come," he's going to say, but suddenly he's choking on the word because Sam's other hand has wandered down to grip his cock. "You can," Sam insists. Still stroking Dean's cheek, he starts to jack Dean with the same methodical movements he used at the club, which is not helping Dean's control issue. "Look at us. Look at how fucking gorgeous you are." Dean is trembling with helpless little jerks, the last of his rational thoughts sliding irrevocably south as Sam keeps sliding that huge paw over Dean's leaking cock. He keeps whispering in Dean's ear, telling him to open his eyes, to look, and God, Dean can't resist any more. He brings his head back around and forces his eyes open, sees the depth of the hunger on Sam's face, the raw need in his own, and comes with a yell. Sam strokes him through it, holding Dean up with an arm around his chest and murmuring soft words in his ear. "Shh, so beautiful. You're okay, man. I've got you. Just breathe." Spent, Dean slumps against his brother's chest and blinks at the strands of cum smeared on the countertop. Sam is still cradling his cock, rubbing his thumb back and forth along the slowly softening length of him. His head rests lightly on Dean's shoulder. His eyes are fascinated and intent on Dean's face. "Tried to warn you," Dean pants, when he can make his voice work again. "It's okay," Sam tells him. "It'll make this easier." "Make what easier?" Dean wants to demand, but he just came twice in an hour, and he wants to enjoy the languid buzz rolling through his body. He doesn't even have the energy to protest as Sam lowers him back down against the counter, feels his stomach and chest slide through the mess he's made of it, and doesn't really give a fuck. He lets his forehead thump into the mirror and shuts his eyes again, muscles as limp as they can be without dropping him to the floor. Dean's always been pretty useless after an orgasm, and the weightless way his muscles give out on him seems to be directly proportional to how hard he came. After not one, but two mind-blowing climaxes, and without a proper chance to rest between, his body is more than ready to shut down for a while. He listens idly to Sam moving around, heading out to the other room for some reason, and lets his thoughts drift. He can't remember the last time his chest felt this loose and light. Can't remember ever feeling this safe and needed and loved. Despite the awkward position he's in, Dean is already more than half asleep when he feels his brother's hand slide down his flank again. Sam's hands are fucking awesome. Dean's considering nominating them for the Nobel Peace Prize. Careful not to rub his spent cock against the counter, he rolls his hips at the touch. Sam trails his hands lower until they're resting just under Dean's ass. Dean lets the suggestion in his brother's probing fingers nudge his legs further apart and then mumbles in appreciation as Sam strokes the sensitive skin of his inner thighs. "So good for me," Sam murmurs. Dean's chest glows a little at the praise. "Feels good," he slurs, trying to get his legs wide enough that Sam can reach everywhere. "Don't stop."
"Wasn't planning on it," Sam says.
The amusement in his brother's voice sets off warning bells all over the place, and Dean forces one of his eyes up to half-mast. Sam is watching him in the mirror, lips slightly parted and color high in his cheeks. When he sees that Dean is looking back at him, he pulls one hand out from between Dean's thighs and leans over to grab something off the counter. What he went into the other room for, maybe? Dean isn't at the right angle to see what Sam is doing, but he hears the snap of something opening, and a moment later Sam's fingers are back, cold and slick and slipping easily along the crack of his ass. Dean's weary mind is still playing catch-up, so when he tries to close his legs and straighten, it's just because whatever Sam put on his fingers is fucking freezing. Sam shoves a knee between Dean's legs and puts his other hand on the small of his back and holds him there. It can't be difficult when Dean is this exhausted, but it's still a reminder of Sam's size and his strength, and a little thrill of excitement goes through Dean's stomach. "Shh, just relax," Sam tells him. Dean has a feeling he's heard that before somewhere, maybe recently, maybe tonight. Combined with the sensation of Sam's uncomfortably slick fingers gliding restlessly along the crease of Dean's ass, those words make his pulse stutter nervously. "Sam," he says, tongue too thick in his mouth, "what are you—" And then Sam finds what he's slowly been zeroing in on, and Dean's words cut off in a gasp that's part realization and part uncontrollable reaction. "Gonna open you slow," Sam promises. He makes tiny circles with one of the slick fingers pressed up against Dean's hole, not dipping inside yet, but considering it, making Dean consider it. "Gonna make you feel so good." Dean is completely back with the living now, his eyes open wide and his breath coming far too quickly. A sloppy blowjob in the bedroom, a handjob in the darkened corner of a club, that's one thing. But Sam is about to fuck him. The whole idea was fine in theory. Was more than fine when Sam had his finger moving in and out of him, filling him with those shocky bursts of pleasure that he'd never felt before. But now that Dean's actually here, he has a few reservations. 1, Sam's cock is huge. 2, Sam is hung like a fucking horse. 3, Sam is packing a goddamn rocket launcher. Dean could go on, but that kind of thinking is only going to lead to panic, and he'd like to get out of this with a shred of dignity, and his ass, intact. "Wait," he blurts, trying to push up again. It's as useless as it was last time, Sam holding him effortlessly down with a hand against the small of Dean's back while his finger circles Dean's hole in relentless, numbing movements. Despite his growing apprehension, Dean's wiring is fucked up enough that his cock is valiantly trying to take interest in the proceedings again anyway. Great. Not like he isn't already confused enough about what he wants. "You said you wanted this," Sam reminds him implacably. When Dean lifts his head, he finds all of Sam's focus directed at what he's doing to Dean's ass. There's a tiny line of concentration between his brother's eyebrows as he pushes the tip of his finger forward. The pressure is a promise of penetration that makes Dean's inner muscles twitch with the memory of what it had felt like to have Sam's finger moving inside of him, of how good it was. "That was before I knew you were walking around with a fucking yardstick down your pants," Dean bites out. He can't tell if he's pissed at his body for craving Sam's touch so strongly, or if he's freaking out about the prospect of Sam fucking him like he's a chick, or if he just wants Sam to shut up and do him already. Then Sam raises his eyes to Dean's and leans forward. His weight drapes over Dean's back, slides Dean against the semen-smeared counter. The cock that fucked Cleveland prods hungrily at the back of Dean's thigh, and Sam's finger slides forward a fraction of a centimeter before coming to a stop, just on the verge of breaching him. The amount of effort it takes Dean to keep from jerking his hips back and taking Sam's finger himself answers the question of what he wants easily enough, but it doesn't stop him from being scared shitless. Fuck, this is gonna hurt. And as much as he apparently gets off on Sam manhandling him, Dean sure as hell doesn't get off on pain. A drunken, acid-laced, and incredibly regrettable night with a waitress from Tallahassee told him that much.
"Chicken," Sam whispers. The suggestion in his voice turns the word into something more than a challenge, into a promise, and Dean's fear is suddenly overwhelmed by a rush of need, want, now. "No," he mumbles, tongue clumsy in his mouth. "You're going to be able to feel me for days, Dean," Sam announces, nosing at Dean's hair. "Going to fuck you hard and deep enough that you're going to have to spend tomorrow in bed." He looks along the edge of Dean's ear, and then that rough, deep voice breathes, "Don't think I'm going to be able to keep my hands to myself." Dean's entire body pulses with warmth. His cock throbs with growing interest, and he moans, squeezes his eyes shut so that he doesn't have to see himself looking so raw. "Or we could just stop," Sam adds in a completely different tone of voice, light and careless, and then starts to pull away the fucker. Dean flails out with one hand and grips the back of his brother's thigh. Sam lets him pull their lower bodies flush again, trapping Sam's hand between them. "Put your money where your mouth is," he says. The words scrape against his dry throat, but despite his apprehension, he's never wanted anything this much before. Then the tip of Sam's finger sinks into him. Oh, God. And his lips part in a moan. Sam's left hand comes down on Dean's hip to hold him steady while that finger pushes forward. It doesn't burn as badly as it did at the club. Thank God for whoever invented lube. But it's still an alien, invasive feeling, and Dean can't help tensing up. "Shh," Sam soothes. "I've got you." Dean opens his mouth to tell Sam to shut the fuck up before he gets a well-deserved elbow to the face, but that's when his brother hits that shocking, intense place inside him. An incoherent pleased noise breaks from his lips instead, and he widens his stance, cants his hips up and back as Sam's finger slides in and out of him, unerringly hitting just the right spot to light his nerves up with trembling fire. "That's it," Sam murmurs, encouraging, and traces a second finger around Dean's entrance. Sam waits until Dean is almost as mindless as he was in the club, until he's rocking back greedily, and then pushes that second digit forward. Dean's hips jerk, startled, as both of his brother's fingers slide past the outer ring of muscle, and then he makes himself hold still through the spreading burn. He's sweating steadily, part nerves, part want, and the hand he tries to grip onto the rim of the mirror with keeps slipping. Sam's fingers bottom out, and he pauses, giving Dean a moment to get used to the thicker, stuffed feeling. Then, just when he's starting to think this won't be so bad after all, his brother starts opening him up for real, twisting his fingers and then scissoring them a bit, and generally spreading a deep, throbbing ache through Dean's insides. Dean would call it off, but every time he opens his mouth to do so, Sam hits that sweet spot again, and he has to swallow the words in order to avoid making any more embarrassing, slutty noises. Sam isn't talking anymore, too focused on what he's doing, leaving the bathroom completely silent except for the sound of their breathing and Dean's own heartbeat racing in his head. Time stretches out, taffy-like, and he isn't sure how long it takes for the ache to finally subside and the, okay, feels good, to bloom into, fuck yeah, more. It's long enough that his cock is able to take interest in the proceedings again, but not so long that the increased flow of blood isn't a little painful in and of itself. Dean's heard of guys who have little to no recovery time, and normally he himself can manage at least two rounds in fairly quick succession, but that's with a period of blissful rest in between. If Dean manages to get off the ground, then this is going to be his third erection in under 2 hours. Add to that the fact that Sam has been keeping him on edge since the club, and Dean is vaguely surprised that his dick hasn't sent up a white flag yet. His hips are moving without his permission, though, rolling in tight circles in an attempt to send off more of those awesome sparks. Sam loosens his hold on Dean's hip, and Dean takes the opportunity to rock back and forth. Sam stops moving his fingers and lets Dean do the work, fingers sliding wetly out and in as Dean moves forward and then back again. That glide, the feeling of being penetrated, is almost as arousing as those bursts of pleasure, and Dean drops his head forward, making a small, helpless noise. Sam's hand pulls back, fingers sliding almost completely free, and when Dean tries to follow, he holds him still. "You okay?" It takes Dean a few seconds to blink through the emptiness in his ass to understand what Sam is asking. When he figures it out, his first instinctive answer is, "Hell no." He's on the opposite side of the fucking country from okay. He's Dean fucking Winchester, and he doesn't take it up the ass from anyone, let alone his brother. But here he is, being spread open for it, and so desperate to be taken that he's fucking down on Sam's fingers without any urging, and his weary cock is getting hard again. The worst part has nothing to do with Sam's hands, or his ass or cock, though. No, the worst part is how this is taking Dean apart from the inside out. The worst part is the way Sam is sliding even further underneath Dean's skin, where there's too much of him already.
At the very root of the problem, the thing that makes Dean want to shy away and hide himself, is the effortless way Sam peeled back the strong walls that Dean depends on, that he needs, damn it, and exposed all of the vulnerable yearning places inside him. And he isn't running away. He's wrapping himself around Dean instead and blanketing him with warmth and a cherishing devotion that's almost like worship. Dean's never felt so loved in his life, and it's fucking terrifying. "Dean," Sam says, "talk to me, man." God, what is he supposed to say? Dean can't deal with this now. Going forward will just make the mess of emotions inside of him worse, but if he balks now, Sam is going to want to talk. Far easier to center himself in his body and just let this take them wherever it will. Deal with fallout sometime when his dick isn't shouting at him. "More," he pants, writhing against his brother's restraining hand. "Come on, I can take more." "Jesus," Sam mutters in a shaky voice, and then more strongly, "Yeah, okay, hang on." When Sam takes even the tips of his fingers away, Dean hears a whimpering sound, knows it came out of his throat, and is too strung out to do anything about it. Sam's hand lifts again from his back, but he stays where he is, legs wide and ass up, and waiting for Sam to get back to business. "Dean," Sam breathes from behind him, and one hand carefully spreads the cheeks of his ass apart. "God, you're gorgeous." Then Sam's fingers are back to nudge at his entrance, not just two, but three, and the fresh coating of lube slots them right inside. Dean gasps, shuddering at both the abrupt, renewed ache and the cold. It almost feels like Sam just shoved an ice cube up his ass. Sam doesn't give him time to adjust, either, just starts working all three fingers around with that same steady twist and gape he used when they were only two. The lube warms quickly, but this time the ache lingers. It isn't painful enough to dampen his arousal, and he remembers how good it felt when he got past that feeling last time, but Dean can't help thinking that Sam's cock is a hell of a lot bigger than a couple of fingers. It's longer, too, which is also going to pose a problem. His stomach starts to tilt to one side anxiously, and then Sam reaches underneath Dean and grips his half-hard cock. "Fuck!" Dean blurts, biting his lower lip and digging his fingers into the counter. His cock feels so quickly it hurts, rising to bump against the side of the counter while Sam's hand slides over it, down to his balls, and then back up again. "Come on," Sam says. "Come on, baby, you're doing great." Don't need a fucking pep talk, asshole," Dean grates out. "And I told you not to call me... ugh, that." His body is moving of its own accord again, thrusting him forward against his brother's hand and then back onto his fingers. He's never had sex this good. Not fucking ever. Either Sam is some kind of sex god, or Dean is maybe a little bit gay. "You're talking too much," Sam says. "I must not be doing this right." Dean's of the opinion that Sam is doing just fine, but suddenly all three of his brother's fingers are pressing against that blinding spot inside of him, stroking and massaging, and holy fucking God, Sam was holding out on him. He chokes on his own spit, wraps his head against the mirror, and keens low in his throat. Sam is panting and worshipful in his ear. "Beautiful, so beautiful, yeah, baby, just like that." Each tiny kiss that peppers his cheek and neck is shattering, making his chest ache almost as much as his cock and ass. God, he's open, so damn open, and Sam is everywhere. Dean turns his head to one side and gets a nose full of his brother's hair, the scent of Sam hitting him low and hard. He can feel his approaching orgasm as a building warmth in his belly and a weakness in his legs. Hears it in the way his breath stutters. Sam obviously senses it as well, maybe knows some of Dean's tells from the years they spent growing up in each other's back pockets, because he says, "Not yet," and drags their cheeks together. Dean moans and twists his head around further, finds Sam's lips and kisses him, hungry. "Gonna come," he thinks, shoving his tongue in Sam's mouth. "Yeah, he's gonna come. It's gonna be both fan-fucking-tastic and devastating. It's gonna be the earth moved and the heavens opened big." Sam breaks the kiss and growls, "Don't you fucking come yet. That's an order, Dean." Like that's gonna make a difference when Sam is playing Dean's body with the same steady confidence he uses to clean their knives. If Sam was serious, he'd stop fucking Dean open with his fingers. He'd stop stroking Dean's cock and sliding his chest along Dean's back. But Dean finds himself groaning with frustration and trying to put the brakes on the cresting tsunami inside of him. He's being dragged towards the edge, closer, almost there, and then he lets out a choking cry and yanks back from the precipice. He doesn't so much white out as he loses himself in the agony of denial, When he finds his way out again, his brother's fingers are still moving inside of him, while Sam's other hand lazily strokes Dean's balls. Dean is still hard, of course. He doesn't think he's ever been this hard before. Hell, he didn't think it was possible to be this hard. Sam is a fucking control freak and a sadist, and Dean is going to kill him as soon as he's allowed to come.
"Back with me, baby," Sam purrs against his neck.
There's a smirk in his voice as he uses the endearment, turning it into a challenge. Dean kind of wants to snap at him for it, but mostly he doesn't mind so much. Smirking or not, there's an undeniable depth of love in Sam's voice when he says it. Yeah, it's girly as hell, but this is Sam he's dealing with. Dean is lucky his brother isn't trying to call him Pookie or Muffin or some shit like that. Besides, a sarcastic response would require talking, and all Dean seems capable of at the moment are breathy gasps. Then Sam's fingers drive into that spot again, relentless, and Dean's gasps break into a rasping cry.
"Yeah, you're back."
Little bitch sounds smug. If 99% of Dean's attention weren't focused on keeping himself from shooting all over the counter again, then he'd have something to say about that. He fully intends to say something once the crisis is over, but every time he starts to come off that delirious edge a little, Sam shoves him right back with a flick of his fingers. His brother keeps him there for what feels like hours, alternating between stretching him and toying with that sexy hot place inside of him. The fourth time Dean almost loses control, Sam takes his hand away from his cock and curls it around his hip again. It only makes everything worse. Now there's nothing to distract him from what Sam's fingers are doing inside of him. Eventually, the burn of being stretched fades completely and leaves Dean with nothing but a full, heavy sensation. He twists against the counter while Sam torments him, letting out an endless, incoherent stream of noises that he can't stop and which only seem to egg Sam on. His entire body is one throbbing knot of need. If Sam doesn't stop fucking around and start fucking him soon, then Dean is going to be in real danger of passing out. And no, not before he gets what Sam has been promising him all night. "Please," he begs. His voice is so cracked and ruined that he doesn't recognize it at first, but the relentless movement of Sam's fingers inside of him slows, so Dean licks his lips and tries again. "Please fuck me. Sam, come on. Please, I need... Oh, God, please, Sammy." Sam yanks his fingers free with an abruptness that makes Dean sob. Fuck, he thought he felt empty before, but that was nothing compared to now. He feels hollowed out, bereft. He aches inside with the loss of his brother's fingers, and panic seeps in through the edges of his arousal. God, he needs this. Can't Sam see how much he needs it? Damn it all to fucking hell, if Sam screws with him any more, then Dean is going to break down crying right here, naked and panting into the cracked sink of a motel whose name he can't even remember, if he ever bothered to learn it at all. Christ, he couldn't even say what state they're in right now. Doesn't know anything except that Sam brought him here and then left him. The bastard left him again, and something huge and blunt and slick nudges against his opening. Dean sobs again, this time in relief, and Sam rubs his side and makes a shushing sound. "It's okay, baby. I'm right here. Gonna take care of you." Dean fumbles back with one hand and gets a hold of Sam's hip, tries to pull him forward and in. "Please," he's whispering over and over again. "Please, please, please." Keeping his lower body still, Sam bends down and takes Dean's words into his own mouth. He kisses Dean slow and thorough, one hand restless along Dean's side and the other holding his head steady. The frantic "need now, please," pounding through Dean's body eases gradually, relaxing to match Sam's mouth on his, the slick slide of their tongues together. When Sam finally breaks the kiss, Dean is still trembling, but he feels secure in his own skin again. Sam's hand cups the side of his face, gentle, and Dean tilts into the touch. "So beautiful. So perfect." "Sam," Dean manages. "I've got you, Dean. Just trust me." Trust Sam. As if it's possible for Dean to do anything else. He nods anyway, and Sam rewards him with a brief, almost chaste kiss. As Sam straightens again, his cock pushes forward, slick slides over Dean's entrance, and Dean lets his head fall forward, moaning. Head up and eyes open. Sam's voice is soft but inflexible, and Dean can tell that he isn't getting fucked until he does what his brother wants. He makes an effort and remembers how to make his neck muscles work. His head feels heavier than it should, and he's too frightened of who he'll see looking back at him to open his eyes. "Look at me," Sam breathes, and his hands soothe up Dean's back. "It's okay, baby, you're fine. Just gotta do this for me, okay?" Dean opens his eyes and meets his brother's gaze in the mirror without seeing much of his own reflection. Sam staring back at him with such fierce devotion and desire that Dean's stomach clenches painfully. He isn't sure that he can be whoever Sam thinks he's looking at. Knows that he'll bend over backwards to try anyway. Do anything to be worthy of that much faith.
"You ready?" Sam asks.
As romantic lines go, it kind of sucks. Then again, Dean never really was one for romance.
"Yeah," he croaks, and Sam's hands slide down and grip his hips.
There's no further warning, just Sam pressing forward and inexorably breaching him. Despite the fact that he needs this almost as much as he needs air, Dean makes a high panicked noise and tries to scramble away. Sam leans on him, holding him down against the counter with his hands and torso, and keeping his legs open with his lower body. He's talking again, voice low and droning, telling Dean to relax, as if that's going to happen when Sam is shoving what feels like a fucking baseball bat up his ass. It takes Dean a while to realize that his brother has stopped pushing deeper, and that his words have changed from, "Just relax, let it happen, gonna be fine," to, "Look at me, see me, come on, baby, open your eyes." After another minute or so that he spends trying to think through the panic and the burn in his ass, Dean figures out that he scrunched his eyes shut the second Sam started to enter him. A rush of embarrassed guilt warms his chest. Gay guys, guys who are a hell of a lot girlier than Dean, do this all the time, and he's pretty sure they do it without whining about a little burn. Okay, so maybe not all of them have a partner as insanely endowed as Sam, but it's the principle of the thing. If Dean's doing this, and he is, can't turn back now, doesn't want to, then he's going to take it like a man, damn it. Dean lets out a long, shuddering breath and opens his eyes. Sam is sweating, worry and wonder and want openly at war on his face, but when he sees Dean looking back, he doesn't even hesitate before offering, "We can stop." "Fuck that." Dean gives his head a sharp shake. Clenching his jaw, he forces the rest of his body to relax, muscle by muscle, feels his center opening to Sam bit by bit. Not welcoming, exactly, but not boarded up and padlocked shut anymore, either. When he's as ready as he's ever gonna be, he rasps, "Okay, go." Sam hesitates a moment longer, eyes calculating, and then takes Dean at his word and pushes in. It burns. It burns like hell. And Dean can hear himself grunting while Sam fucks himself deeper with little twitches of his hips. Within moments, Dean is drenched and shaking, and Sam just keeps on coming. Dean can't tear his eyes away from his brother's. Sam's face has gone strangely devastated, and his shoulders jerk with every hitch of his hips. Dean feels hair underneath his fingers and realizes that he's got his hand on Sam's sweaty thigh again and is trying to get him deeper. "Come on, Sammy, want you inside me. Want this. Come on." It's his voice. He knows that, but he doesn't remember making a conscious decision to say anything. Sam grunts low and pained, and now Dean would be really worried about his brother, except Sam is collapsing down across his body and yanking Dean's head around with both hands and kissing him deep and rough and perfect. "So fucking good," Sam babbles when he comes up for air. "Dean, you feel it. You're so..." Dean has nothing. He's too stunned by the fact that the twitching, invasive girth in his ass belongs to Sam, and there seems to be even more of it because Sam grunts and shoves forward and the burn shoots deeper, letting out a shout that makes a distant, embarrassed part of him hope their neighbors are either out for the night or really deep sleepers. Dean thunks his head against the mirror again. His hand, no longer receiving any kind of meaningful instruction, falls away from his brother's thigh to dangle limply at his side. Sam's body is flush with Dean's now, his cock fully sheathed inside of him and his balls nestled up against Dean's ass. No condom, Dean realizes. Nothing between them at all, but a little, okay, a lot, of lube. That's really fucking stupid, considering Dean's history, and he's going to yell at Sam for it later. But right now, the idea of Sam's skin rubbing up against his insides is making Dean's cock, which went mostly soft again while Sam worked his way inside, revive slightly. "Fuck," Sam says, sounding dazed, and kisses him again. "Can I? God, I need to move, Dean, Yeah, go," Dean says. The burn hasn't lessened at all, but he's fairly certain that it isn't going to unless Sam does something. Besides, Sam sounds so fucking desperate, and Dean doesn't have it in him to make his brother wait. Pulling himself together enough to get a grip on the counter, Dean hangs on while Sam starts fucking him. Sam goes slow at first, probably because Dean is too tight and Sam is too big to do this any other way. And then, after he pulls almost all the way out and squeezes what feels like half a tube of lube over his cock in Dean's hole, faster. The burn fades a little, but doesn't disappear completely, and the dragging rub of Sam's cock against his insides is such a weird, intimate feeling that Dean can't manage to get more than half-hard. He's pretty much resigned himself to the fact that he's just going to get through this when Sam wraps an oversized hand around his upper thigh. Before he knows what's happening, Dean finds his leg yanked up and his knee skids onto the countertop with the rest of him. Spread open like this, Dean feels even more exposed than before, but when Sam thrusts in again, the sweet spot at Dean's center doesn't just spark, but explodes. His breath stutters out like he's been punched, and his muscles spasm. "Jesus," he thinks faintly. Sam adjusts his grip on Dean's thigh, holding him wide, and sets up a slow, steady pace at the new angle. His muscles, chest, arms, stomach, ripple as he holds Dean in place, as he fucks in. His throat works, skin sweat slick and shining. His eyes are heated and so damn intent that Dean is certain his brother can see straight down to his bones. When he shifts his gaze to his own reflection, Dean doesn't recognize himself. The stunned man with the half-lidded, pleasure-fogged eyes doesn't have anything to do with him. He's too pretty, too submissive and strung out beneath Sam's hands. Then again, Dean doesn't really feel like himself either. Sam has broken him open and spilled him out and is currently rubbing himself all over every fractured piece he can get a hold of. For the first time in more years than he can count, Dean has been stripped of his armor, and he doesn't know if he's going to be able to piece it back together again once Sam is done feeling up his insides. He can't worry about that now, though. It's too difficult to concentrate when he's fully hard again and running forward against the counter and then back into Sam like a bitch in heat. The only reason he isn't moaning like a $1,000 hooker is that he's panting too hard for breath to manage it. As if what he's doing to Dean's body isn't enough, Sam is talking again. A stream of cherishing words in that rough, honey-thick voice that laps over Dean's skin like a cat's tongue. "So fucking tight, baby. God, you feel so good. Love you. Love watching you come apart for me, just for me. You, no one else gets this, not ever. Gonna keep you here, right here, always. Just so open for me and shaking. Fuck, come on, just wider, baby. Come on." He pulls on Dean's leg, stretching him open just a little more, and if this gets any better, then Dean's heart is just gonna give up on him. He's used to the friction of Sam's cock as it slots in and out of him now, and that's turning him on just as much as the way Sam keeps pounding against the sweet, shocky place inside. The feel of Sam moving in him, claiming him, owning him, is a drug he's already addicted to. Dean can't keep the crushing weight of ecstasy from his expression when he lifts his gaze to Sam's in the mirror. His brother's eyes are sharp beneath the lust and the pleasure, and Dean knows that Sam is seeing this, seeing everything he's doing to him. More, he knows that Sam likes it, that Sam is getting off on it, and then his orgasm hits him like a fucking freight train. All of Dean's muscles tighten up as he comes, and Sam's words cut off in a moan behind him. With his channel clenched, Sam's cock feels 10 times bigger, obvious and pulsing. Dean makes a confused noise halfway between a moan and a sob as the second, violent burst of pleasure rides the tail end of his orgasm like an echo. Sam loses his grip on Dean's leg, or maybe he lets it go. Dean isn't rational enough at this point to tell. And it crashes back down to the floor while his cock lets loose a final weak spurt against the side of the counter. Sam's totally cleaning this shit up. Dropping his head down onto his forearms, Dean shuts his eyes and tilts his hips back in an effort to keep his sensitive cock from rubbing against the counter. Sam lets him hide his face, thank God, and wraps both of his hands around Dean's waist, pulls him back into each snap of his hips, like he can get deeper if he only tries hard enough. Dean pants, his cock exhausted and softening, despite the waves of arousal that are still running through him. It leaves him with a weird floating feeling. As he hangs limply in the afterglow of his orgasm, the moaning gasps he makes between breaths sound more pained than needy. Behind him, Sam is still going strong, hammering that sweet, shocky spot over and over, and Dean can't take much more of this. Thankfully, he doesn't have to find out whether his dick would have woken up again before he blacked out from overstimulation or vice versa, because Sam gives one last series of stuttering, shallow thrusts and then comes with Dean's name on his lips. Dean doesn't feel the spill of his brother's semen at first, but after a few seconds he can tell the difference in the smoother, wetter glide of Sam's cock through him. Sam keeps thrusting mindlessly through his orgasm and then, finally, collapses on top of Dean and crushes him against the counter. Dean can't find the strength to object beyond a single weak grunt. His brother immediately starts kissing him, shoulder, crook of his neck, cheek, and Dean smiles sleepily against the countertop where he can't be seen. God, Sam could do that for days and it wouldn't get old. Feels like being worshipped, like being worthy. It's been a long time since Dean's been able to have that, and he's more than willing to let sleep take him bent over a counter if it means he can bask in the warmth of his brother's love for a little while longer. He almost is asleep when he feels Sam's hand moving down between them. his brother's fingers trace around Dean's entrance, around his own dick, still lodged inside. Dean rolls his hips thoughtlessly at the feel of Sam's half-hard cock twitching in his worn channel. "I'm inside you," Sam whispers. "Kinda noticed," Dean mumbles into the counter. He isn't sure Sam hears, or if he was even looking for a response. His fingers keep playing over that place where they're joined, restless. This time, when Dean shifts his hips, it's with a little annoyance. Flopping his head to one side, he groans, "Okay, ride's over. Everyone off." Sam laughs with way more energy than he should have right now and doesn't budge. Dean rolls one eye back in an attempt to glare at his brother. "Come on, man, I'm wiped. Get off." Sam kisses the corner of his mouth and murmurs, "We're not done," which wakes Dean's mind right up, even if his body is still down for the count. He realizes abruptly that Sam's cock, which should be shrinking, actually seems to be getting bigger again. "You have got to be kidding me," he groans. "What the fuck did you do, swallow a bottle of Viagra at the club?" "Never had any complaints before," Sam says. "Conceited asshole." "Yeah, 'cause you've been fucking chicks," Dean points out. He sounds petulant and is too tired to care. He can hear Sam's smile in his voice when he says, "You telling me the great Dean Winchester can't get it up again?" "Oh, fuck you, Sam. I came 3 times in the last 2 hours. Give me a fucking break." "You're just getting old." "No, you're just a freak of nature," Dean grumbles. Sam's response is to pull free, and Dean is fine with that. Really, he is. And he's in no way responsible for the way his screwed-up body shifts back in an attempt to get Sam back inside. Sam notices, of course. Dean can tell by the way his brother laughs. Flushing, he presses his face more firmly against his arms. He doesn't understand where all of these desires are coming from. He would have noticed if he'd wanted Sam like this before, wouldn't he? Sure, Dean's good at denial, but no one's that good. Right? But when Sam's hand trails over his ass, sliding down between his legs to rub at his spent and sore balls, Dean is consumed by a staticky wash of more, yes, more. There's no fucking way he could have developed an addiction this strong in a few hours. Before he can pull himself together enough to tell Sam to give it up already, his brother moves that caressing hand up to Dean's chest. Warming his arm between Dean and the countertop, he hauls back and draws Dean with him. Dean has a moment of dizzying uprightness, and then Sam bends, grabbing him around the back of the knees and the shoulders, and hoists him up. Okay, this is completely unfair. Dean has an orgasm, and he can't make his arms and legs work right. Sam has one, and suddenly he's Superman, striding back to the bedroom with Dean draped over his shoulders in a fireman's carry. It isn't turning Dean on. Not in the slightest. Honestly. Sam brings him over to the nearest bed and lays him down, head on the pillow and limbs splayed at weary angles. Dean watches with heavy eyelids as his brother gets on the edge of the bed and then crawls on top of him, one knee planted on either side of his hips. Taking one of Dean's wrists in each hand, Sam maneuvers them up over his head so that he can feel the wood of the headboard against his knuckles. If he weren't too spent to even get hard, Dean would be coming again right now. As Sam stares down at him, all the humor drains from his face until there's nothing left but an insatiable hunger that makes Dean's heart trip over itself. With deliberate slow motion, Sam inches back until his body is pinning Dean's upper thighs to the bed. Dean's throat works as he struggles to swallow, to look away, to do anything but lie there while Sam does whatever he's planning. But he's unresisting as Sam lowers himself, releasing one of Dean's wrists and using that hand to trap his own hardening cock against Dean's overly sensitive one. His fingers work them together as he rolls his hips in slow undulations, and Dean lets out a hiss as a sudden rush of blood floods down to his dick. He protests, but he suddenly has a mouthful of Sam, who's kissing him like he isn't sure Dean will still be here tomorrow. Dean lets his jaw go loose and slack for his brother, who alternates between licking into him with deep, desperate swipes of his tongue and sucking as though he could pull Dean inside of his own mouth and swallow him whole. Even that doesn't seem to be enough for him, though, because he makes a low, frustrated noise and releases their cocks and Dean's other wrist in order to paw at his face and angle him up into the kiss. Tilting his own head sideways, Sam manages to fit their mouths together almost seamlessly, and Dean is left breathing in pathetic gasps through his nose while his brother does things with his tongue that should be, hell, probably are, in some states, illegal. The room is spinning when Sam finally breaks the kiss, or maybe that's just Dean's head. Difficult to say. His skin is hyper-aware of everything. The too rough fabric of the motel comforter on his back and ass, the current of cool air from the vent in the ceiling, Sam's sweaty body sliding along his, Sam's damp and feather-soft hair tickling his face as Sam nuzzles him. Arousal lies across his skin in a thick fog, twining with his exhaustion and turning his body into leaden weight. "Don't move," Sam says in a tone that is half command, half growl, and starts to crawl backwards down Dean's body. Dean isn't making a conscious decision to obey when he lays there with his arms above his head the way Sam put him. He's just too wiped to do anything else. Then Sam reaches his destination and gets his mouth on Dean's dick, and Dean does his best to scramble up off the bed, which means that he tenses up all of his muscles and twitches his hips and rolls his head to one side and pants. "Sam," he gasps. "Sammy." Sam pulls off long enough to murmur, "Yeah, come on, baby," and then goes back to sucking him. Dean can't keep back a whimper as his cock makes a valiant, painful attempt to fill. Fuck, Sam's mouth is so wet and hot and perfect. Any other time, Dean would be enjoying the hell out of this, but Sam is pushing him so hard right now he doesn't know what he is except fucked. Sam isn't going to expect this all the time, right? Jesus, Dean's tingled with succubi that were less demanding. Sam's human, and his brother, and he's gotta let Dean rest every once in a while. Dean's got stamina, sure, but he's not the fucking Energizer Bunny. Any semblance of cohesion that Dean has fractures as Sam gives a particularly firm suckle to the crown of his cock. He cries out hoarsely, but the noise only encourages his brother. Sam works him even harder, sucking and licking and bobbing, until Dean's cock reluctantly begins to stiffen under the onslaught. Betrayed, Dean stares at the ceiling, while his heart thuds in a chest that feels hollowed out and numb. Sam pushes Dean's thighs wider and then, scooping his hands beneath Dean's ass, pulls his crotch up. Dean's cock gives a painful throb of pleasure as it hardens further, and he can't help writhing, which only serves to drive him deeper into his brother's mouth. Sam makes an encouraging grunt and shifts his grip to start working Dean's balls with his right hand, and that is it. Are you trying to kill me? Ugh. Sam slides all the way down to the base and then, sealing his lips around Dean's cock tightly, draws off, laughs at Dean's shaky swear. When Dean casts a quick glance down his body, he finds his cock fully erect and shiny with his brother's spit, finds Sam watching him with a dark, satisfied look that makes Dean want to check for possession. But he already did that at the club, and Sam hasn't been out of sight since then, which means that Sam is a whole hell of a lot less vanilla than Dean thought he was. In the midst of everything, Dean somehow finds the energy for a warm pulse of pride. Then Sam is crawling back up, muscles flexing and sinuous as a leopard. Nudging his lower body in between Dean's legs, he offers a wicked smile. "Are you complaining?" he asks. His voice pours down over Dean's skin like whiskey. He puts one hand on Dean's lower stomach, stroking, and adds, "Because we can stop, if you really want to." "No, not really." Not with his brother's cock nudging at his ass again, while Sam stares down at him with dark, damning devotion in his eyes. "We are so screwed," Dean thinks, and then, clumsy with exhaustion, slides his legs up and open even further, so that his knees are in the air and his feet flat on the bed. It's invitation enough for Sam, who leans his weight on his forearms and shifts forward. Dean is still open from before, and slick with a messy mix of lube and semen, and the sensation of his brother slotting into him so easy and perfect drives a rasping cry from his throat. Above him Sam has gone still, every muscle tensed like a carving of some Greek god. Some of the darkness leaves his eyes, softening his gaze, and his throat works thickly. "God, Dean, you're so fucking wet," he groans and starts to move. Dean thought that the thing with the mirror was intimate, but this is 1,000 times worse, or maybe better, he can't tell which. There's no escaping Sam's eyes now. Every time he tries, Sam nips at his lips and throat and brings him front and center again. Sam doesn't seem to be in any hurry, either, strokes in with slow, even pushes that leave Dean with an almost unbearable tension in his stomach and cock. Just when Dean thinks he can't take any more, his brother fucks in and stops moving. With a low moan, Sam dips his head down and starts to mouth at the tattoo over Dean's heart. Kinky son of a bitch. Dean forgets that he's supposed to be still and grabs weakly at his brother's shoulders. His breath comes shallow and fast, body torn between the maddening sensations of his brother's lips and tongue caressing his chest and the throb of Sam's cock inside of him. For some reason, Sam feels bigger now that he isn't moving. When Sam shifts his weight to rest his left hand on Dean's hip, Dean jerks uncontrollably. His brother's cock twitches inside of him in return. Sam's teeth scrape sharply over the tattoo. It's almost too much. Would be too much if Dean hadn't already come so many times. As it is, his cock gives a single jerk of its own and then goes back to that steady, hungry ache. Exhaling heavily, Sam hefts himself up on his right hand and looks down their bodies, strokes his thumb over the crest of Dean's hip bone. "When we're done here," he breathes, "I'm taking you back to Boston." Dean is still trying to get his muddled, sensation-ridden mind to tell him what's in Boston. Besides the Red Sox, some awesome bars, and Francie something or other with the edible panties, when Sam tilts his thumb up and drags his nail against Dean's skin in a stinging line, which cues him right into what Sam is talking about, what he wants, and Dean has to draw a line somewhere. "No fucking way," he pants. Sam gives him a patient look and drags his thumb in another line, probably tracing the pattern of whatever he wants those weirdos at the Dragon's Den to ink into Dean's skin this time. Dean realizes that he's still clinging weakly to his brother's shoulders and brings his hand down to shove Sam's hand off of him. Sam ignores the attempt the same way that Dean has seen his brother ignore a fly buzzing around his head, until it becomes perfectly obvious that Dean could keep this up all night and get absolutely nowhere. Damn it! Dean's frustration must show on his face because Sam smirks at him and then lifts his hand of his own accord. Suddenly, Sam has his hands pinned above his head again, both of Dean's wrists held tightly in his left hand. Awareness of his position floods Dean's body with a hot shudder, and all of his muscles instantly give out. Fuck, he might as well be manacled to the headboard for all he's able to move. "Gonna put a binding link on you," Sam purrs. Keeping his hand implacable and confining around Dean's wrists, he licks a line down the side of Dean's jaw and over the hickey sucked into the side of his neck. "Always be able to feel you. Always be able to find you." And the way he keeps flexing his grip and licking Dean's skin whispers, "Mine, always mine." Dean wants to make a comment about possessive sons of bitches, or maybe ask Sam why he doesn't just cut to the chase and brand "property of Sam Winchester" across his ass, but for some reason all that comes out of his mouth is a weak moan. He rolls his wrists a little against Sam's hand, and Sam tightens up on him in response. Dean moans louder as another overpowering burst of heat flashes through him. "Yeah, he's one twisted puppy." "Like that, don't you?" Sam murmurs. "Told you I'd hold you down, Dean. Go ahead and struggle, you're not going anywhere." Dean doesn't actually want to go anywhere, but he struggles anyway, feeble in the face of Sam's strength and the cock wedged in his ass. He's rewarded by the bruising clench of Sam's hand around his wrists and the breathlessly heavy weight of Sam's body caging him in. He should feel trapped and threatened, would with anyone else, but it's Sammy, and the thought that he has no option but to take whatever his brother wants relaxes a knot of tension deep inside Dean. He gives a full-bodied shudder, filled with a riot of conflicting emotions. On the one hand, this strange, yielding need is too new for him to be anything other than bewildered by it, and he's a little terrified at how deep it might run. But at the same time he feels safe, feels relaxed and protected and loved. God, he needs more. He needs Sam to move inside of him, to take him. Please. That can't be Dean's voice, not that quaking, pitiful thing. "Yeah, baby, gonna give it to you now, and you're gonna take it, okay?" Sam doesn't sound nearly as broken, which is both unfair and comforting. Dean might not know which way is up or down anymore, but his little brother is gonna take care of him. "Okay, Dean?" Sam prods. Dean can't actually speak, used his last bit of cohesion to utter his plea, but he makes a wild, desperate sound in the back of his throat. Sam must understand what he means, because he reaches down with his free hand to pull on his thigh. Dean lets his brother manipulate first one leg and then the other into place around his waist. When the new angle lets Sam slide in that last tantalizing inch and leaves their bodies flush again, Dean moans, jerks his head back against the bed, and tries to remember how to breathe. There's no chance to recover, though, because Sam starts moving again with snapping, vicious thrusts. Dean thought his brother was fucking him pretty seriously before, but it's immediately obvious that Sam was taking it easy on him. Every push in sends Dean's body rocking up against the headboard in his own restrained hands. Every withdrawal leaves him achingly empty, and every single slide drags across that sweet spot with merciless deliberation. The room dissolves in tiny little flashes as Sam holds him down and fucks him. Dean is vaguely aware that he's mewling, that his legs are trembling where they're hooked around Sam's waist, that his brother is kissing every inch of his skin that he can reach. He's dripping sweat, skin agonizingly hot and responsive, and Sam is a brush fire moving against him. It's hours or days or years later when Dean realizes that, despite all probability, he's building toward his fourth orgasm. The noises coming from his mouth blur together and rise to an almost continuous whine. The tremors in his legs spread to the rest of his body. Sam has been quiet so far, except for a few grunts of effort and the panting of his breaths, but now he starts with that rough, demanding voice again, telling Dean to go ahead, let go,
Come for him. So fucking gorgeous. Come on, baby. Dean's throat tears with an honest-to-God scream as his orgasm slams into him. For an endless moment he floats on a white wave of pleasure-pain that is impossible to think through. He doesn't even know his own fucking name as he hangs there, cock spurting only a weak, spent dribble. He's conscious only of something moving inside of him, of someone holding him down, maybe holding him together. Somewhere distant there's a choked cry that he knows doesn't come from his own lips, and hot moisture slicks inside of him, and then he crashes back into his body. For a long moment he lays there, and Sam is unmoving on top of him. Their chests are both rising and falling quickly, and Dean can feel his brother's wild heartbeat as a counterpoint to his own. Then Sam stirs, starting to ease his cock free, and Dean can't hold back his whimper. His channel is too sore, too sensitive, for even that small movement. Sam immediately soothes his hand down Dean's right forearm, no longer restraining. Kissing his cheek gently, he whispers, "It's okay, baby, you did so good. You did fucking awesome. Just shh, shh, it's okay, we're okay." Sam waits for Dean to stop shaking and then, in a careful slide, withdraws. Dean manages to keep quiet this time, but he has to bite down on his lower lip to do it. His brother's withdrawal leaves a raw, deep ache inside of him, the muscles in his ass stretched and well used, but all Dean can think about is how good it felt having Sam inside of him. The bed dips as Sam climbs off. Dean lies there with his legs sprawled wide, too fucked out to think clearly, and lets the white noise of his fatigued body drone in his mind. The sound of water running in the bathroom reaches him, but it means nothing until Sam reappears with a cool washcloth that he trails over Dean's body. Dean makes a muffled noise of protest. Damn thing feels like ice on his feverish flesh, but Sam shushes him with a kiss and a "let me take care of you," and after a few minutes the cloth feels soothing instead of jarring. Sam's hands are gentle, and just as good at putting him together as they were at taking him apart in the first place. The cloth goes everywhere, face, chest, stomach, cock, down between Dean's legs with deft, thorough swipes that make his breath catch. By the time Sam is finished, Dean is more than half asleep. He mumbles a wordless protest when his brother's hands squirm beneath his knees and shoulders. "Bed's a fucking mess, dude," Sam tells him in a hushed voice, and then grunts as he lifts Dean and carries him the two steps to the other bed. Sam sets him back down. Sheets, not comforter. Sam must have thrown the covers back. And Dean flops over onto his side. The ache in his ass is less noticeable when he isn't lying on it. He listens inattentively as Sam pads over toward the door. Even behind his closed eyes, Dean can tell when the room goes dark, and the deepening of the blackness is soothing. He settles into it, too relaxed to respond when his brother slides into the bed behind him. Pulling up the sheet, Sam scooches closer and then curls around Dean, one leg tossed over his hip and arms holding him close. "I like you like this," Sam breathes, all quiet and docile. One of his hands trails idly up and down Dean's arm. "Is this all it takes to shut you up? A good fuck? 'Cause I might have to do this every morning." Dean grunts and then, in an act of supreme effort, slurs, "Might have to kick your ass tomorrow." Sam snorts. "Yeah, like you're going to be able to walk tomorrow." Then he presses a kiss to the nape of Dean's neck and says in a softer tone, "I love you." Warmth spreads through Dean's body in a languid wave. Oh, what the hell. Sam just gave him the fucking of his life. He deserves to be tossed a bone. "Love you too, bitch," Dean exhales, and then lets the rise and fall of Sam's chest against his back lull him to sleep.
Flawless Waking by Leonidas Lyon. Read by Juice817. Dean's first thought when he wakes up is, "Damn it." There's a body wrapped around his, chest snug against Dean's back and one hand slung low and careless on his hip. It isn't the first time this has happened to him. Occasionally, when he's drunker than usual, or if the sex was really good, he'll fall asleep before vacating the premises. It always results in awkward morning-after conversations, though, which he really fucking hates, and he can already tell from the way the girl is clinging to him like a goddamned octopus that this one is gonna be a doozy. As he lies there, thinking about how much this is going to suck, his brain wakes up enough to register the fact that his dick is sore and limp between his legs, which means that he had a whole hell of a lot of sex last night, because this is the first time Dean remembers waking up without saluting the sunrise since he was 12. It's funny that he doesn't remember any of it. Doesn't even remember picking the chick up, because he doesn't feel hungover or drunk, and he would have needed more than a couple of shots of Jack to forget sex as good as this must have been. He opens his eyes and blinks at the room, which is smeared and vague with the last vestiges of sleep,
and then looks down at the hand draped over his hip. The excessively large male hand. Dean's observation startles him into bolting out of the bed, or at least into trying to bolt out of the bed, because as soon as he starts to move, bolts of agony shoot through his exhausted arms and legs. He chokes on his yell, biting his lip and turning his face into the pillow. Even in the midst of his body's general protest, it's impossible to ignore the pulsing, deep-seated ache in his ass, and even though he has never been in this situation before, he knows what that means. He knows because he remembers, suddenly and in great detail, exactly what happened last night. Dean's heart kicks into high gear and his breathing goes shallow. As much as it hurts to move, he makes another try for the edge of the bed, and the hand on his hip, Sam's hand, tightens. Dean doesn't whimper the way he sort of wants to, but only because he isn't getting enough air right now to manage it. "Stop it," Sam mumbles, tugging him closer. His nose nuzzles in against the side of Dean's neck, setting off another series of aches there and making him wince. Even more disturbing than the fact that he can now feel his brother's cock rubbing up against his ass, even soft the thing is a fucking monster, is the way that his body is responding, flushing with warmth as it eases back against Sam's chest without his permission. Dean scrunches his eyes more firmly shut, like that's going to change anything, and tightens his grip on the edge of the bed with his outflung hand. Maybe if he moves really slowly. "It's too early for this, man," Sam drawls. His voice is lazy in a way that Dean hasn't ever heard before but instinctively recognizes. There's more than a little sleep there, making his brother's lips and tongue clumsy, but it's satisfaction that lengthens Sam's vowels. The sort of satisfaction that only comes from having thoroughly fucked someone the night before. Normally, Dean would be ruffling Sam's hair and calling him a sly dog, but that's kind of hard to manage when he's the one who got thoroughly fucked. By Sam. His baby brother. Oh, God. Sam lets out a languid sigh and nuzzles at Dean's neck again. This time, the sparking warmth that runs through Dean is strong enough to leave his groin humming with a vague, unfulfilled ache. His chest feels funny, too. Both tighter and more open than usual. Then Sam follows up with a kiss to the nape of his neck, sloppy, open-mouthed, and lazy, and Dean's body tries to relax even as his mind kicks into high gear. The conflicting signals leave him confused and off-balance, and his body gives a single, unconscious twitch. Dean immediately regrets the tiny movement for a whole host of reasons, the least of which has to do with how screwed up his muscles are this morning. He can't be this transparent right now, damn it. Sam saw more than enough of him last night. He can't keep broadcasting everything he's feeling, thinking with trumpets and signal flares. When he reaches for his defenses, though, there's nothing there but raw, hollow echoes. Where the fuck did all his goddamn walls go? "Know how to relax you," Sam mutters, shifting against him, and then kisses him again, more pressure this time, hint of teeth. His hand, and how can Dean never have noticed how fucking huge his brother's hands are before, slides over Dean's hip and onto his stomach before skirting up his chest in a gentle caress. Dean has been fondled and stroked by any manner of women, but this is different, and not just because Sam's hand is way larger and rougher than any woman's hand is ever going to be. Those other touches were all about sex and getting off, but Sam is still soft behind him. Sam is soft and stroking him with deliberate, gentle care, and Dean isn't sure what that means, but he thinks that it might have something to do with his missing defenses. "Sam," he wants to say, but doesn't. He can't afford to speak right now, not when Sam is touching him like this. Not when he's feeling so open and exposed. He really can't afford to say his brother's name because he knows how it's going to come out, like a talisman, like desire and devastation twisted round and shot through with devotion. It's going to come out the way it always sounds inside his head. Then Sam's fingers graze Dean's nipple and everything sharpens, electric. Sam's mouth moves on his neck, Sam's teeth sinking into his skin with firm, careful pressure, and Dean's breath stutters. His brother chuckles, sending vibrations up and down his spine, and moves his thumb in a second deliberate sweep across Dean's nipple. It hardens. Dean's not a fucking eunuch, of course it hardens, and there's an answering throb of warmth in his groin. When he glances down, he finds his dick in a half-hard state that's both awkward and embarrassing, because he can already tell he isn't going to be able to manage anything more. Jesus Christ, Sam broke his cock! Dean opens his mouth to complain and then moans helplessly instead as Sam's fingernails drag over his nipple. Sam's tongue slides over his mouthful of skin, wetting it, and then he's kissing his way along Dean's shoulder. His hand skims back down Dean's chest to his stomach, stroking lines of muscle and tracing the curve of his hip bone, and Dean is so goddamn fucked because while there's a part of him that has kicked over into full-blown panic, most of him is relaxing just like Sam said. Worse than that, there's an unfolding warmth in his chest that has nothing to do with sex.
No, sex would be easy. Sex would be simple. The painful expansion in his chest, on the other hand, is a complicated tangle of emotion that has little to do with gratitude and affection, and a whole hell of a lot to do with trust and love. And he can't. God, he can't afford to feel like this. Not now. Not fucking ever with Sam. Gotta piss, Dean chokes out, then tries to flounder off the side of the bed. The pressure of his brother's hand on his stomach increases, holding him close. Dean's muscles are too spent to put up a fight, and the conflicting spikes of fear and arousal that knowledge sends through him make his heart flutter alarmingly. Then Sam sighs, and his hand falls away. You can't run away from this, you know. Dean isn't running away, though. He's making a strategic retreat. He just needs a little space so he can get his head back on straight and relocate his walls and defenses, and then they'll be good to go. They can be Dean and Sam Winchester again, instead of whatever this is. They can be safe. Although Dean braces himself for it, getting out of bed still fucking sucks, and he grunts underneath his breath. His abused muscles are protesting enough to make him reconsider the wisdom of moving, but it's the ache in his ass that's tempting him to abandon thoughts of the bathroom altogether. Dean has soldiered through plenty of more painful injuries. Busted collarbone for one, demon-shredded insides for another. But nothing has ever fucked him up quite so thoroughly or deeply. This throbbing ache is too unsettling. It's too intimate to bear. An insistent reminder of the fact that Sam's cock was inside of him last night, that Sam held him down and opened him up and pushed himself inside. The experience was too intense for Dean to remember clearly, but even the blurred slivers of sensation ricocheting around inside of him, needed, cherished, safe, loved, are enough to leave him sweating and on the verge of panic. He remembers begging for Sam, begging for his brother, and Sam praised him and petted him and then filled him up. Sam pried Dean's white-knuckled hands off the controls, filling his ass in that hollowed-out place in his chest, and fuck, it felt so fucking good. Sam's mouth and hands on him and his cock inside of him and no real choice but to take it, to submit. And Jesus fucking Christ, he can't think about it right now. Dean takes a wide-legged, stumbling step, and oh God, it's even worse when he moves. That burning fucked feeling, it's so goddamn wrong that he even knows what that feels like, redoubles. Now he's got jangled bits of sound in his head to go along with the sensations. Sam's voice, low and authoritative and hungry. His own, wrecked and broken and pleading. I fucked my brother and I liked it, Dean thinks, and his stomach gives a lopsided roll. You need some help? Sam asks from the bed. Dean's eyes go instantly to his brother. He's like a damn homing pigeon when it comes to Sammy. Can't help it, never could. And Sam is sitting up in the bed and resting his weight on his elbows. His hair is a mess, flat on one side and wild on the other. The eyeliner has smudged around his eyes, raccoon-like. But the sheets have fallen down to reveal taut stomach and broad chest, and he's smiling this fond, amused little smile, and he's still one of the most beautiful things Dean has ever seen. Fuckity-fuck. Jerking his eyes away, Dean says, I think you've done enough. The words come out angry and hostile, which isn't terribly surprising. Dean's frightened and off balance, after all, and anger is never far behind either of those emotions. He can feel it now, building around the edges of his heartbeats, and clutches it close gratefully. It isn't the armor he's used to. The armor that says, fuck you, I don't need you, I can take care of myself. But it's better than nothing. Dean tries to keep his steps even as he walks and can't manage it. The undignified, duck-like waddle that takes him the last few feet to the bathroom leaves him filled with alternating waves of embarrassment and shame and anger. He almost hopes that Sam will laugh and give him a reason to lash out, but his brother is silent. Although he can feel Sam's eyes on him, the attention doesn't feel mocking, and in his head Dean hears his brother's voice again. Beautiful, so beautiful. Flushed and breathless, he slams the bathroom door behind him. After a brief moment of consideration in which he stares sightlessly at the knob, he locks it as well. Then, scrubbing his face with one trembling hand, he turns back to the bathroom and freezes. Those goddamn black leather pants are draped over the edge of the tub. There's a crumpled washcloth in the sink and something white encrusted on the counter and an empty tube of lubricant on the floor. And it smells. It smells like... Dean tenses, half ready to rush back into the other room and then clenches his jaw. Being in here with so many reminders of what happened last night is, well, upsetting, to say the least. But it's better than going out there and facing Sam. Doing that would be as good as admitting how much he's freaking out, and Dean's fessing up to that just about never. Not that Sam, perceptive bitch that he is, doesn't already know, but it's the principle of the thing. Dean feels bent out of shape enough without providing his brother with tangible proof. Fuck, he mutters instead. Swearing doesn't actually make him feel any better, but he rubs at his mouth and then does it again just in case.
Fuck. A flicker of movement in the mirror catches his eye and he stares at himself, wide-eyed and startled out of his panic. Fuck, he says a third time, in a completely different tone of voice, and drifts closer to his reflection. The mirror shows him a man who is just as raccoon-eyed as Sam, whose hair is mussed and disorderly. It shows him lips that are even fuller than normal, bruised and swollen from his brother's attentions, and a neck that has been mottled black and blue on one side. Lifting a hand to the worst of it, Dean gingerly brushes the marks and then winces. There are more bruises around both wrists, the sight of which sends a little thrill of heat through him, as well as handprints on both hips and around the meat of his upper thigh. The skin around the tattoo on his chest is also purpled because Sam couldn't seem to get enough of that spot last night. Come to think of it, Sam couldn't seem to get enough of anything last night, which is why Dean's body is such a spectacular wreck this morning. He brushes his right thumb across his left wrist and bites his lower lip at the rush of heat that the ensuing ache sends through him. His wrists are ringed in shades of purple and blue because Sam held him down, he remembers. Sam forced his arms over his head and held them there while he fucked Dean that second time in the bed, and Dean got off on it. Dean got off on it like a fucking rocket. Christ. Raising his eyes to the mirror again, he peers at himself and tries to figure out when he got so fucked in the head. The fact that he willingly, hell, more than willingly, slept with his brother last night is bad enough, but this? This weird kinky shit? That's just a whole new level of screwed up. Shit Dean never wanted to know about himself, let alone show to his brother. There's no denying it now, though, not believably anyway, because Sam was balls deep inside of him in more ways than one last night. He didn't run, a little voice tries to remind him, but Dean shoves it away. After all, just because Sam didn't run last night doesn't mean he won't do it today, or tomorrow, or the day after that. Summer is hot, the sky is blue, and Sam leaves. It's just the way things are. One of the best things about Dean's deal, actually, is the fact that, for once, he's pretty much guaranteed to beat his brother to the punch in that department. It'll be a nice change of pace to be the one doing the leaving instead of the one left, even if the destination leaves a little something to be desired. That payment is months away, though, which means that Sam still has plenty of time to fuck Dean up, to crawl inside of him and rearrange all of his interlocking shields, leaving him open and vulnerable. More than ever, Dean can't afford that. He's going to need all the defenses he can muster if he wants to hold out until his brother has died of old age and is safe somewhere Dean can't get to him. And Sam needs to be out of reach, because otherwise he's going to be Dean's first stop when he finally pulls his smoky, black-eyed self out of the pit. Dean shivers, cold, and then thinks about falling asleep, safe and warm and loved, with Sam wrapped around him. The memory thaws him, but it also makes his chest ache, deep and raw. Fuck, he wants that. Wants to believe that he can have that. He wasn't born yesterday, though, so he knows that that kind of crap is nothing more than a little kid's wistful daydream. Dean is going to hell. He doesn't get to have a happy ending. And even if he didn't have property of Lucifer seared onto his soul, happy endings don't generally feature being in an incestuous relationship with your kid brother. That shit isn't anything but sick and twisted and worth about $10,000 in therapy bills. Scowling, he turns his back on the mirror and moves carefully over to the tub, where he turns on the shower and steps inside. The cascade of water over his chest and shoulders instinctively relaxes him, and the pounding heat soothes most of the lingering aches in his muscles. It can't touch the throb in his ass, though, and Dean's pretty sure that nothing's going to be able to salve the deepest hurt in his chest, where the scabbed-over scars from Sam's departure for Stanford have reopened and are sluggishly bleeding. As Dean rubs absently at his chest, he's grateful for the distraction the pain provides. It's familiar, a long-since-accepted fact of life, and he has grown to appreciate it for the clarity it brings and the protection it offers. Pain keeps hope away, keeps him from slipping up and letting that razor-feathered bird inside, where it will inevitably startle and take flight with a thrash of glittering, serrated wings. Dean doesn't want it inside his chest when that happens. He doesn't want it anywhere near him. Besides, Sam will be better off if Dean doesn't let this happen again. Kid's going to miss Dean enough as it is without further confusing what they are to each other. Dean is already brother, father, mother, partner, and friend. He doesn't need to fuck Sam up even more by becoming lover as well. Last night was intense, but they can still come back from it. They can chalk it up to the trickster's influence, and the fucking eyeliner, and the leather. Hell, maybe the goths were pumping some crazy aphrodisiac through the club's ventilation system. Maybe the thing they're hunting, whatever it is, puts out some fucked-up gay incestuous vibes. There are plenty of rational explanations for what happened. Plenty of escape routes for Dean to worm his way free if, when, Sam pushes him on it. He touches the bruise on one hip, Sam's eyes dark and devouring, Sam's voice confident and commanding, Sam's hands warm and worshipping, and a tremor runs through him. Oh yeah, Sam's definitely going to push him on it. Dean doesn't actually feel any better by the end of his shower, but he thinks that he has at least figured out how to look as though he's feeling better. He pulls faces in the mirror as he dries off, hard stares and shit-eating grins. The expressions are fairly pathetic, brittle and plastic all the way through, but they're going to have to do because he can't stay in here forever. Sooner or later, Sam's going to pick the lock and come in to confront him. Dean will be in a better position to dictate ultimatums if he brings the argument to his brother rather than the other way around. Tying the towel around his waist, the only piece of clothing in here are the leather pants, and Dean's never so much as touching the fucking things again. He makes his slow, painful way over to the door and opens it. Then, with what he hopes is a casual expression fixed on his face, he pokes his head out. Sam isn't in the bed where Dean left him. Heart's beating, Dean starts to scan the room for his brother and then lets out a startled grunt as Sam steps in from the left, fucker ambushed him, and crowds him up against the doorframe. He barely has enough time to register the intent in his brother's eyes before Sam is cupping his face and pressing their mouths together. Sam kisses Dean gentle and slow and thorough, like he plans to do this all day, like this is the grand prize, just lips on lips with a tiny tease of tongue. His hands cradle Dean's face as though Dean is made of porcelain and might break at the slightest sign of rough handling. In startling contrast, the peeling doorframe is rough on Dean's bare back. Bits of it flake away with every twitch of his shoulder blades. He keeps expecting his brother to stop, but Sam keeps kissing him in that worshipful, cherishing way, and it's knocking Dean so far off balance he might as well be blindfolded and strapped into a tilt-a-whirl. He doesn't get kissed like this, damn it. He gets hard, fast kisses that are nothing more than a prelude to fucking. He gets kisses that are an exercise in arousal, that don't mean anything to anyone, never have, never will. But Sam is composing entire volumes with his mouth. Songs and poems and sagas dwell in the tender press of his lips. Dean isn't actually capable of deciphering any of it, of course. He never learned this language. Or maybe he does understand, but refuses to admit it, even to himself, too frightened by the magnitude and number of the promises that he can taste on his brother's lips to accept what is being offered. Sam's kisses are gentle, which is a bewildering problem, and so fucking sincere that they burn and sear and slice Dean up inside where no one can see. Except Sam does see, because in between kissing Dean and stroking his face, he's whispering, "Shh," and "It's okay, baby," and Dean wants to fucking cut something. Instead, he finds himself starting to respond with hesitant little flicks of his own tongue. His mouth is clumsy and stupid on Sam's, one hand still clutching the towel around his waist and the other fluttering just over his brother's skin, and something twists inside his chest. Fuck, he hasn't felt so awkward and out of his depth since he was 13 years old and Sissy Franklin shoved her hand down his pants in the eraser room at school. This is worse, though, because this is Sam, and it's him, and Dean's experienced, damn it, but he still feels like he's making a fool out of himself. Stomach churning with nerves, he starts to turn his head to the side, and his brother makes a protesting noise. Sam tightens his grip long enough for Dean to get the message. No running allowed, no dodging this, and then goes back to stroking Dean's cheekbones. His tongue traces Dean's lips, coaxing. Dean has no fucking clue what to do with himself if he can't run or fight back, so he just stands there and lets his brother kiss him, shivering slightly because his hair is dripping cold water on his shoulders. His chest hurts, warm and shivery and way too fucking full, and Christ, is everything Sam does going to mess him up like this? Because if it is, then Dean's going to go fucking nuts. Finally, after a minute or an hour or a year, his brother gives his lower lip a final gentle nip and releases him. Love your mouth, Sam announces, bumping their noses together. It's fucking gorgeous. Just want to take you back to bed and kiss you all day long. He punctuates his words with short, hot kisses that send shivers from Dean's lips down to his heart, which aches like it's been shredded. And Jesus Christ, he can't do shit like that. Sam, Dean starts, but his brother shuts him up with another kiss. Sam's mouth tastes stale with sleep, but it's warm, and Dean can smell him, strong and musky and masculine. That kind of thing has never turned him on before, but it is right now. His mouth drops open wider, face tilting up, and then, thank God, Sam draws back. His brother doesn't step away, though, stays crowding Dean up against the doorframe. No, Sam says. His eyes are intent as he drags his knuckles across Dean's cheekbone. I know it's against your nature, Dean, but you have to try to stop freaking out about this. It's been coming for a long time. What? No, it hasn't. And we're gonna be fine. He strokes Dean's face once more and then runs his hand down his chest, making Dean give a stronger, involuntary shudder. How's your ass doing? It's fine, Dean mutters. But he shifts a little at the reminder, and fine isn't exactly the best word to describe the deep-seated ache that movement sets off.
Liar, Sam says, sounding amused. There's some stuff in my bag that should help. You can either do it yourself or you can wait for me to get out of the shower and I'll do it for you. The way that Dean flushes at the thought of his brother's fingers sliding into him again is mortifying enough that he finally pushes him away. Sam resists long enough to make it clear that he's letting himself be moved, which isn't at all a turn-on, not in the fucking slightest, and then steps back. As Dean flees toward the bed, his hands are trembling and weak, and he has to make a conscious effort to hold his towel closed.
Like I'm letting you anywhere near my ass again.
Dean braces himself for a retort, but Sam stays silent as he starts rifling through his bag for a pair of pants. He hasn't heard the door shut, though, which means that his brother hasn't gone into the bathroom, and the back of his neck is prickling with the sensation of being watched. It needles him, having Sam's eyes on his skin like that, and the fact that just looking at his pants makes him wince isn't helping. Through an act of supreme self-control, he manages to keep his mouth shut for 2 full minutes and then can't take it anymore.
What?
He snarls, clenching the leg of a pair of jeans in one hand. He doesn't turn around. Looking at Sam isn't exactly safe right now. When I get out of the bathroom, Sam says, we'll talk.
Nothing to talk about, Dean mutters as he shoves the jeans back into his bag. We fucked. Once. It's not going to happen again.
He expects his brother to argue with him, or maybe to make some sort of snide joke about it being twice, actually. But Sam only repeats, we'll talk. A moment later, Dean hears the shower start up. When he chances a glance back, he sees that Sam has eased the bathroom door closed and is safely on the other side. Dean doesn't know what it means that his brother didn't immediately push him on this, but it can't mean anything good. Sam never lets anything go, especially not when he has the bit between his teeth the way he does now. He's probably in there planning his course of attack, which means that Dean has about 20 minutes to figure out how to defend against the conversational equivalent to the storming of Normandy. God damn it, he needs a fucking drink. Or at the very least, coffee. The world always looks so much more manageable once he's gotten some caffeine into his system. Of course, coffee means leaving the room, which requires pants, which, no. The faint pressure of the towel is bad enough. No way is Dean squeezing into a pair of jeans, no matter how worn and comfortable they are. He scrubs his hand over his face, grimacing, and then his eyes catch on his brother's bag. The salve or ointment or whatever it is that Sam thinks would help Dean's ass is in there, but more importantly, so are that ratty pair of sweats Sam wears when they spar. Perfect. The sweats are baggy on Sam, and Dean is narrow around the waist, so they're dangerously loose when he tugs them on, but they aren't any more painful than the towel was, and they're perfectly decent as long as he holds them up with one hand. Tossing a faded T-shirt over his head and shoving his sockless feet into his boots, he duck-waddles over to the front door and cautiously pulls it open. After a quick check to make sure no one's in the immediate vicinity, the fewer people who see him like this, the better, he steps outside and eases the door shut again, quietly, so that Sam won't hear. It isn't that he's afraid, of course. Sam isn't the boss of him, and he can't stop Dean from going out to get a cup of coffee if he wants to. It's just that, well, Dean's body is fucked up enough right now that Sam might actually be able to stop him from going out to get a cup of coffee. And as overprotective as Sam has been lately, he'd definitely try if he knew what Dean was up to. What Sam doesn't know won't hurt him, but that still doesn't stop Dean from feeling a little guilty as he gingerly makes his way towards the motel's front office. He needs to get his coffee and get back to the room before Sam emerges from the shower, where his little brother is going to flip. Neither of them needs that kind of stress right now. Just out of view of the office windows, Dean pauses and takes a deep breath. When he moves forward again, he's still limping, but not quite as badly. Walking like this hurts like a mother, but his gait isn't screaming, "Just got fucked so hard I can barely move," anymore, and that's more than worth the agonizing burn in his ass. There's a girl behind the counter, which is embarrassing, but not as embarrassing as a guy would have been. She looks about 21, 22 at the most, and is pretty in a mousy sort of way. Dean gives her his best, "Hey there, darling," grin as he moves into the office. Normally, that grin makes women blush and giggle, but this morning all he gets is a widening of the girl's eyes as they dart to the side of his neck and then down the rest of his body. He realizes that he's holding himself as though he just got worked over with a baseball bat and does his best to straighten. "Oh my God, sir, are you okay?" the girl blurts, pushing to her feet. Dean's smile wilts a little around the edges, but he clings to what's left as he answers,
"I'm fine. I just, had a rough night."
The girl's eyes widen further at the sound of his voice, and for the first time Dean actually hears himself. He used to think that Sam sounded like crap after he got choked, but that was before he had this rough, fucked-out rasp for comparison. Since Dean woke up this morning, there has been plenty to occupy his mind without acknowledging the soreness in his throat and jaw. Broken cock, mangled muscles, Sam in bed with him, his fucking ass on fire.
He's noticing it now, though, and it makes him think about Sam's hands holding his face while that huge cock pistoned in and out of his throat and he tried to get his gag reflex under control. The wave of heat that washes over Dean at the memory is unmistakable as anything but arousal, which is fucked up enough that he has to bite the inside of his cheek to keep from laughing. "Should I?" the girl tries hesitantly, and then, lowering her voice, offers, "I can call the police." Dean has to blink at her for almost a minute before he understands what she's saying.
"No," he blurts once he's finally figured it out. "I'm not... it isn't... it was consensual."
It was. God help him and Sam both, but it was. Christ. The girl doesn't look convinced, though, and Dean can't blame her. If Sam had shown up looking the way that Dean does, Dean would have dragged his brother off to the nearest hospital and then gone gunning for the son of a bitch who hurt him, no matter what Sam said.
"Really," Dean tries. "It looks worse than it is."
Taking a careful step closer, he rests the hand on the counter. Now he can smell what he came in here for, can see it over the girl's shoulder in a shining, glorious cylinder, and his smile eases into something more natural.
"So I was hoping I could get a cup of coffee."
The girl doesn't move, and for a moment Dean thinks that she has zoned out on him. Then he realizes that she's staring at his wrist, at the bracelet of bruises in the shape of Sam's fingers. He takes his hand back, hiding it on the other side of the counter, and repeats, "Coffee?" When the girl looks up at him, there's enough pity in her expression to make Dean cringe. He steals himself for another offer to call the police, but instead she turns around and takes one of the stacked styrofoam cups down from the shelf. "Cream and sugar?"
"No cream. 4 packs of sugar," Dean answers.
He considers getting a cup for Sam as well and decides against it. He's too annoyed with his brother right now to be that charitable. Sam can make his own damn coffee run. The girl stirs in Dean's sugars for him instead of just dumping it into congeal at the bottom the way employees in these places usually do, and he smiles a little to himself. Maybe the sympathy thing has some fringe benefits after all. He's opening his mouth to thank her when the office door bangs open.
"Dean!"
It's Sam, of course. Sam, fresh from the shower and dripping water all over the place and with nothing more than a towel wrapped around his waist. A towel that looks more like a washcloth on Sam's freakishly ginormous body. Dean isn't sure whether he wants to sink through the floor and disappear, punch his paranoid brother in the face, or lick the excess water from all that skin, and where the fuck is that last option coming from, because it sure as hell wasn't there yesterday.
"Sam, what the..." Dean glances down at his brother's bare feet and switches thought midstream. "Fuck are you doing walking around outside without shoes on? There's broken glass all over the place."
"You weren't there," Sam says. He's in Dean's space in a second, dripping on him but not touching. Not yet, anyway. "I got out of the shower and you weren't... I thought you left, I thought..."
"Dude, chill out. I just came out to get a cup of coffee."
Dean tries to keep his voice reasonable and calm, but Sam's nostrils are flaring and his cheek is jumping and there's more white to his eyes than brown. He hasn't been this bad in weeks, not since those first few days after Broward County, and it's Dean's fault for sneaking out when he knows how Sam gets. If the trickster were in front of him right now, Dean would shove another wooden stake through its chest in a heartbeat. Might not kill the fucker, but it'd be satisfying as hell. The trickster isn't here, though, so he settles for pushing his own issues aside and resting one hand on his brother's chest. Sam's heart beats alarmingly fast beneath his palm, which makes Dean's pulse speed in return. "Hey, man," he murmurs, "take it easy. I'm right here. I'm okay." He watches the fear drain from his brother's eyes bit by bit until Sam is calm again and nodding, and taking Dean's hand off his chest and lacing their fingers together. It's girly enough to make Dean self-conscious and awkward, but he doesn't even consider pulling away. The memory of his brother's frantic eyes is still too close for comfort. Then Sam says, "Come on," and starts tugging him toward the door, and Dean's cheeks heat with mingled embarrassment and anger. He isn't some kind of wayward kid, damn it, and scared or not, Sam knows better than to treat him like he is.
"Wait just a..." "Stop, dude!" "Sam, I want my goddamn coffee!"
Sam finally stops pulling, another few seconds and Dean's arm was going to come off, and glances back as if registering the girl's presence for the first time. His expression doesn't change, but his hold on Dean tightens and something dark flickers in his eyes. When Dean turns his own head and catches the frosty, hostile look that the girl is giving his brother, it isn't difficult to figure out what's going on in her head. Grimacing, he wishes that he were close enough to a wall to bang his head against it. Things were never this complicated when Sam kept his dick and his hands to himself.
"Thanks," Dean says aloud,
drawing the girl's eyes back to him as he reaches out for his coffee. Her expression softens, and she leans over the counter toward him. "Any time," she says with a meaningful look. "Just remember that I'm right here, for anything you need." Just like that, Sam is pressed up against Dean's back and making a low noise in the back of his throat. It sounds more like a growl than anything else, and the expression on Sam's face must match because the girl takes a frightened, instinctive step backwards. It's the River Lethe and that goth kid all over again, with the unpleasant addition of the threat of police involvement, and Dean whirls on his brother immediately. Ignoring the numerous protests his body makes at the violent movement, he starts hustling Sam out the door. He intends to herd him all the way back to the room, actually, but he can tell after only a few steps that his wrecked body isn't going to make it that far. Dean manages to make it out of sight of the office, and then he stops and jerks his hand free, leaning his shoulder against the building in what he hopes is a surreptitious manner. Sam's not going to take him seriously if he can tell Dean is about to fall over. "What the fuck was that?" Dean demands, filling his voice with all the exasperated anger he can muster. "What was what?" Sam replies, but he sounds sullen, and Dean can tell that his brother knows exactly what he's talking about. "Dude, you were like 2 seconds away from jumping that girl, and not in the fun, I want to fuck your brains out kind of way." Sam squares his jaw, the stubborn bitch, and doesn't say anything. "Sam!" Dean barks. His brother's expression is mulish as ever, but this time he opens his mouth and grumbles, "I didn't like the way she was looking at you." Which is so ridiculous that Dean would have thrown his hands up and walked away from the entire conversation if he'd been able to. "Seriously?" he says instead, incredulous. "That's what you've got? You didn't like the way she was looking at me?" "She propositioned you, Dean!" Sam yells. "Right in front of me, she thought you were abusing me, asshole!" Dean bites out. "Which, by the way, thanks a lot for acting like a completely possessive fuckwad. We'll be lucky if she doesn't call the cops anyway." "She thought what?" Sam says. All of his petulant anger has vanished, leaving him confused and blinking. "Why?" "Gee, I don't know, Sam," Dean draws sarcastically. "Maybe it was all the bruises and the fact that I'm walking like someone shoved a goddamn baseball bat up my ass." He's angrier than he probably should be, angry enough that he doesn't think he's actually angry at all. But whatever the emotion churning in his chest is, he can't bear to look at his brother any longer. Turning sharply, he forces his aching body back into motion. Sam, who didn't get fucked raw last night, has no problem keeping up with him. "Dean, I didn't... You liked it, right?" Dean clenches his jaw hard enough that he hears it pop. He really, really wishes that Sam hadn't asked that. It's one of those questions that have no good answer. Either Dean tells the truth and encourages his brother to pursue this fucked-up thing between them, or he lies and makes Sam feel like a shit for abusing him. "Dean," Sam prods, and Dean moves faster. Maybe if he ignores his brother long enough, he'll go away. Except then Sam steps in front of him and hems Dean in against the side of the building, chest centimeters apart and hands planted on either side of Dean's body. A car drives past on the street with a honk and a catcall for Sam's naked back, and then all is silent again. Dean keeps his coffee held out to the side where it won't get squished between them, and his face blank, and his eyes safely on the pavement to Sam's right. "Move," he says. "Not until you answer me." Dean can see his brother's shoulder out of the corner of his eye, wet skin gleaming in the morning sunlight. For some reason, his throat has gone dry. "You've got 10 seconds to move before I move you," he rasps, and then immediately, "One." "You couldn't move a 3-year-old kid right now, Dean," Sam replies, but his words are soft with fond amusement. That tone of voice really shouldn't be making Dean's heart skip like it is. "Two." "Why won't you answer the question?" His brother's voice has gone wheedling and plaintive, which means that he has also broken out the puppy eyes. Those don't actually work on Dean, but he's going to keep staring at the shard of glass lying on the black asphalt anyway. Just in case. "Three?" "I'm not moving, Dean," Sam says. He sounds like he means it, too, but he isn't the only stubborn son of a bitch in this family. "Four?" Dean perseveres, and then sucks in a sharp breath as his brother leans close enough to slide their cheeks together. The solid bulk of Sam's chest brushes his for a second, dampening his t-shirt, and then he shifts back just far enough to leave Dean's skin humming with the promise of contact. "You know what I think?" Sam murmurs. His breath, hot and moist, curls against Dean's ear. Dean isn't sure how he manages it, but he unglues his tongue from the roof of his mouth and says, "Five." "I think you fucking loved it, but you don't want to admit it because it's freaking you out." "Six." "What bothers you more, Dean?" Sam drawls. "The fact that it's gay? Or the fact that you're my big brother." Dean didn't actually need either of those reminders, thanks, and he really didn't need to hear Sam say big brother like that, like he was licking the words. He thinks he might be sweating, but he can't be sure, not with Sam so close and wet and dribbling water on his cheek and chest and shoulder. "Seven," he whispers. Or, Sam breathes, low and filthy, is it just the fact that you like being dominated that you're having trouble swallowing? Dean flashes on his brother's hands holding him down, Sam's hands backed by intent and hunger and all the strength in that looming sculpted body, Sam's hands restraining him, controlling him, and the eight comes out on a hoarse moan. He isn't sure anymore whether this countdown was supposed to end with his knee in Sam's crotch or his tongue down his brother's throat. Big, tough Dean Winchester, the hero, the man with the plan, large and in charge, except when you let baby brother fuck you raw, that is. Sam eases his leg forward, the inch or so he needs to press it against Dean's cock, which is half-hard and aching in his sweats, and Dean shuts his eyes against a sudden surge of vertigo. His lips, clumsy, stumble as he counts. 9. Admit it, Dean, Sam insists, you got off on it. Suddenly he sounds angry, speaking with the same terse, restrained heat that possessed him during his worst fights with Dad. I had you high as a fucking kite last night, and yeah, part of that's because you're a kinky son of a bitch, deal with it, but part of it's because it was me. My mouth, my hands, my cock. You've been in love with me for years, Dean. You just don't want to admit it to yourself. He falls silent finally, now that the damage has been done, and Dean can't find his voice to respond. What Sam just said isn't true, is it? It can't be true. Dean would have noticed something like that. He's not a moron. Last night was a freak aberration, like a decent Olsen twins movie. But Sam is barely touching Dean, and he's been reduced to trembling against the side of the building. Inside's a disorderly mess and groin filled with a hot, pulsing ache that's keeping time with the throb in his ass. Sam tilts his head, scraping his lips over Dean's neck and nestling his nose against the patch of skin behind Dean's ear. Dean's own nose and mouth are in his brother's damp hair, and Sam smells so good, familiar and comforting. He smells like home. And God help him, but Dean wants. A series of scenarios flash through his mind, and the one he fixates on, ripping the ludicrous excuse for a towel from Sam's hips and giving that blowjob thing another shot right here and now, is bound to get them both arrested. He tries to snap out of it by reminding himself of how much it had sucked to see Henriksen's gloating face, and how fucking wrong this is, and how safe it isn't. And, oh yeah, how much it's going to tear Sam up inside when the hellhounds finally rip Dean apart, and finds his hands creeping up towards his brother's towel anyway. Oh, fuck, he thinks, and then Sam breathes, scenting him like some wild animal, and Dean's thoughts crumble to cinders. He feels cotton beneath the fingers of his left hand, coffee spilling over the back of his right. He'd be ripping the towel free except for how he can't move at fucking all. Every muscle in his body seized up like a startled deer's. Sam's mouth opens, lips moving in a teasing brush against the side of Dean's throat, and his brother whispers, "The word you're looking for is 10." It takes a few seconds for that to penetrate. A few more for Dean to figure out what the hell that's even supposed to mean. Then he gets it, remembers where they are and what they're doing, and Jesus Christ, how fucking easily Sam got under his skin, like it was simple, like it was nothing. "Fuck you, Sam," he bites out, furious, and then shoves his way free. It hurts, and he drops what's left of his coffee in the process, but it's more than worth it to get out from between his brother and the side of the building. Dean storms back to the room where the door is gaping open. Of course it is, not like Sam has anywhere to hide a key what with all the clothes he isn't wearing, and rushes inside. For a few seconds he considers slamming the door behind him and locking his brother out, but he isn't quite pissed enough to leave Sam outside to get arrested for something as asinine as indecent exposure, and he continues straight on into the bathroom instead. That door he does slam and lock. If his brother tries picking his way in, Dean is going to throw the complimentary bar of soap at his head, followed by the shampoo bottles and the toothpaste if the first message doesn't register. Sam doesn't try to pick the lock, though, doesn't even call to Dean through the door. Dean stands by the sink, no fucking way he's sitting down while his ass is screaming like this, and listens to his brother move around in the room. He's familiar enough with the sounds to know that Sam is getting dressed, rustle of clothes, pull of zippers, thunk of shoes, and then there's a jingle of keys, Dean's keys. If Sam fucks up the Impala, Dean's going to kill him. And the front door opens and shuts again, and it's silent. After a few minutes of listening to nothing, he chances a peek out into the main room. He wouldn't put it past his brother to be lying in wait for him again, but Sam is nowhere in sight. Dean's chest constricts the way it always does when his brother is gone. Kid has a habit of wandering off, of getting lost, and kidnapped, and hurt. But he's used to the feeling and easily ignores it in favor of his relief at not having to deal with Sam's mind games right now. Fuck Sam anyway. Fuck him for his smug superiority and his pushy nature and his goddamn grabby hands. Fuck him for his fucking assumptions. Dean isn't gay, for one, not even a little bit. Before last night, he never even thought about doing another dude. And he sure as fuck isn't in love with Sam, of all people. Loves him, sure, they're family, that's what family does. but they're family, and that means that this whole been coming for a while and in love with Sam crap is just that, crap. Last night was a mistake. Dean wasn't himself, and neither was Sam, and once Sam has had some time to think it over, he'll come to the same realization. Hell, last night would have been a mistake even if they weren't brothers, because Dean just isn't the type of guy that a guy like Sam would be interested in. Sam obviously isn't seeing things clearly right now. He isn't seeing Dean clearly. Ever since the Trickster's Tuesday bonanza, Sam has had him up on some kind of freaking pedestal, like he's special, like he deserves the kind of kisses Sam was offering this morning. But Sam is smart, and sooner or later he'll realize what he's doing, and then he'll take another look at Dean, and the pedestal will come crashing down. He'll look at Dean and see his brother, Daddy's good little soldier, the guy who couldn't manage to graduate high school, let alone college, who let his little brother get knifed in the back in the mud. He'll see the fuck-up, the one-night Casanova with a girl in every port, but no home to speak of, whose longest-running relationship was that 2-week stint with Cassie. Sam will look at him and see the guy that he left, easy as breathing, like it didn't mean anything at all. There's a note on the table in his brother's neat, sturdy handwriting. Went out to get breakfast. Back soon. We'll talk when I get back. S. Well, that's not happening, Dean mutters, and then reads the postscript halfway down the page. P.S. Stop being stubborn and use the salve. It'll help. He gives the tube lying next to the note a mistrustful look. The thought of putting anything anywhere near his ass right now is making his stomach turn. And then picks it up anyway. Lessening the burn will increase his mobility, which is important, but it will also stop reminding him of last night's train wreck every time he moves, which is vital to his health and sanity. Besides, if Sam comes back and Dean is still moving around like an 80-year-old cowboy, Sam isn't even going to hesitate before pushing him down under the bed and lubing him up himself. Just, no, not a good idea. Gritting his teeth, Dean gets down to work.